Let's see if I'm live. Check one, check two.
Am I close enough?
I'll frame you. Check one, check two. Hi, everybody. I'm back with my mother. Hang on. Let's see here.
Oh, there I am.
There you are. I get a little closer this way.
Well, now hang on a second. Okay.
All right, there we go. Right there's good.
I feel like an old woman when you help me.
I need help by Amy all the time. I'm an old woman. So let me know how the sound is. There's some wind today, but I constructed a little wind guard here with a cardboard box. Not sure if it's working properly. I know I wasn't going to do a stream, but my mom wanted to talk Hobbit, and she's not here that often. And I also have other stuff to talk about. I'm going to take off evenings for a bit because there's stuff we have to talk about today. And Amy gave me a look after I was done milking. I was just putting the milk away, and she was like, "You really want to talk about something, huh?" And I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "Is it real? Is it like, do you think it would be too intense for me?" I'm like, "Yeah."
Yeah, she said, "You can talk to me about it, but it might be too intense, right?"
Yeah. So. All right, can you sit a little closer?
Well.
Because I know the audio is going to be a situation. Let's get you a little closer. There we go. Try there.
Well, and you know, my long legs don't... There. Is that good? Oh, the audio.
All right, so let's talk about the audio. Is it sound good? Sounds great. Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
And so here's the thing we have to talk about. First off, the servers are now up at unauthorized.tv.
Oh, nice.
So we will be able to upload all streams, all piano streams, everything. Unlimited, pretty much, bandwidth. It's been a long time in the making. It was designed by, Vox and his guys, and, it's awesome. So subscribe to unauthorized.tv. It's been a long time in the making, but that's a huge win. And another huge win that I need you guys, calling all bears here. I need you guys for something. Hang on. So for whatever reason, I'm on Amazon Prime. As you can see here, Owen Benjamin, How Dare Me. Owen Benjamin, Feed the Bear. Those are the two important ones. The other one's still produced by Comedy Central. Do what you want. I don't care. But the Amazon Primes are free. If you have Amazon Prime, please get in there and give me good reviews and good comments. Because we got to fight the algorithm on this thing. And I've been waiting a long time to be back in the ring here. Because if you want to really fight against the, in the culture war, you got to have the platform. For whatever reason, we're on Amazon Prime, and please get in there. 5 stars, Rogan's up, comments. That is big, big, big. This is a huge opportunity, guys, to have my specials. Those are self-produced. How Dare Me. I produced in 2017 with the help of the Bears in Manchester, England. And then Feed the Bear. Or no. Which one was it? How Dare Me was produced in 2018 in Saranac Lake, New York. 17 was Feed the Bear. It was produced in Manchester, England. They're both very, very good specials, and they are free. The currency in this is not money. I don't get any money from any of this. It's exposure, and we want more people to see that there were comedians making fun of the song Imagine in 2017 in Manchester. There were people making fun of these very things that are happening right now, years ahead of time, and it will help people put the gun down against their temple, put the heroin needle down, close the laptop with the despair or the pornography. It's a culture war right now to keep as many people alive and prosperous and growing their families as humanly possible. And comedy is one of the best weapons there is. Thank you. Any thoughts?
Well, yeah. First of all, I was given about 30 seconds here to come on. We've been talking about doing The Hobbit, but nobody can find a book. Nobody can find The Hobbit. And it would take too long to get here if it were ordered, because all bookstores are closed, all libraries are closed, and I don't know. Well, sometimes I have a hard time getting words from my head out my mouth. I get images, and I have to translate to words.
Yeah.
Because But just in the few days I've been out here from New York State to Washington State to Gig Harbor, I feel such a difference in the air. And then with Owen, you know, having the streams and everything, there is, and I don't mean air literally, although the air is better here, but New York State is crazy, downright crazy. And they try to, you know, locking down libraries and locking down bookstores, I know that's all throughout the nation, but out here, people aren't taking this virus quite as seriously as they do in New York State. You can hardly go outside your house. And, you know, I'm in central New York on Lake Ontario. I'm 7 hours from Midtown Manhattan. But the atmosphere is horrendous. And here, I just felt a lifting when I came out here. And Amy and I have gone into some stores to get stuff, and the clerks might have to wear masks, but it's almost like, well, I've got it on, but, you know. and people just
Yeah, like the clerks care. Will say stuff like, oh, this weekend looks great. Can't wait to take this stupid mask off. You know, it's like being done to them versus in New York. It's like, I'm serving you, master.
Yeah, it is. And I'm not wearing a mask in New York. And people are afraid for me. Gene, aren't you afraid you're going to get the virus? And I said, why should I be? First, I tried to be funny and saying, well, I'm in perfect health. Why should I wear a mask? Yeah. But they don't accept it. They're petrified. And these are intelligent people.
And want to hear something different about Asia versus America?
What?
In Asia, people wear masks out of politeness so that they don't get other people sick. In America, it's so they don't get sick. Isn't that fascinating?
Yes.
In America, it's like, yes. Put on the mask or yes. You'll die.
Yes.
In China, it's like, oh, I know that this is not, I just want to wear the mask so I people know that I care. It's completely the opposite.
and yet, the mask will make people sick.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because the carbon dioxide goes back into our bodies instead of out into the air.
Yeah, the girl, Wilco, today was like, yeah, my brain just isn't quite waking up today. I was going to be like, I like to keep our relationship mellow.
Yeah.
But I was going to be like, it's probably the carbon dioxide from that mask.
And then those people are going to get sick. And it will be counted as a virus statistic.
Oh, yeah, they get $39,000 every time they – all right, but anyway.
Anyway, so –
So there is different parts. So you may be in a part – and England's real bad right now. All right, you may be in a part of the world where you think hope is lost and all that. It's not. It's fine. Everything's fine. You're just around a bunch of P-U-S-S, you know.
Yes,
all right, so again, for those of you just joining again, please, calling all bears – Owen Benjamin, Feed the Bear, and Owen Benjamin, How Dare Me are on Amazon Prime. I'm not getting paid for this. This is not, I'm not pushing this for a financial reason. It's a cultural reason.
Yes.
You have to give it 5 stars and comment and share it and watch it. Because Amazon, fortunately, is less like, and more about just algorithms, you know? And so, they're less agenda driven than Hollywood. They just are driven by clicks. So it's like, spread that. Let someone see that. Let someone in this quote unquote hopeless time just scan around and see comedy that doesn't hate them. So please do that. Thank you. All right.
Well, and also I may not, I hope I don't make this a downer stream or an inferior kind of stream because
no, whatever. Truth is the truth.
I'm not prepared. Because we can't find a copy of The Hobbit. And, you know, having been a teacher for untold decades, I like to be prepared. But Owen had a stream, I think, 2 nights ago. Yeah, when we were talking about Oswego and incest and the isolation that you felt and I felt.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm realizing out here. And you might have we might have talked about that yesterday, too. I had awful dreams last night, and they weren't scary dreams where there was a dragon coming to get me or anything like that, but it was a jumble of the fact that the worst thing going on now is the isolation, the 6 feet apart business, the mask. We can't even go to each other's houses in New York. Well, we're not supposed to, but, you know, Dr. Kaufman said he had people over.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like that. But isolation kills us. And that, again, out here, people are not 6 feet apart. In New York, even in central New York, they will be on the street and still be 6 feet apart. And the thing that roused me, but I have no control over this, so I'm trying to remain calm and just sort of go, Before I left, there was a picture of Andrew Cuomo in central New York getting into a car and smiling at people. The people behind him were all nurses and doctors in their scrubs and their masks. They were not 6 feet behind him. He had no mask.
I got a theory about Andrew Cuomo.
That just I wouldn't. To pieces.
I think there's a decent chance that this. I'm not going to be involved in this presidential run at all because I see the drama of it.
Yes.
I think Cuomo's going to run. I think they're setting up Cuomo. I think they're setting up Cuomo to be this hero. I'm starting to see this rhetoric just being tested where they're and I think they're going to set up Biden to be so frail and so perverse and such a train wreck that the last minute Cuomo comes in to save the day. And it's world wrestling. I'm not going to be involved in any of it, but I see Cuomo coming in. Oh, Cuomo coming in off the top shelf. Yep. Oh, he's hitting him with a chair. Here comes Trump, the Undertaker. Who's that? I'm telling you guys, Cuomo is I predict. I'm not even going to give it 50%, but it's up there. But I think that the storyline for this year is Biden runs himself into a position where he's like, I got the Velcro on my shoes. I need intercourse or whatever he does. And so people beg for Cuomo because they need it begged. They need you to beg for it.
Oh, they're begging already, Owen. They're begging already.
Right, but the point is it doesn't matter. I don't want to get into it. I hate talking about politics. One of the reasons I was going to not do a stream today, but I don't have my mom here for long and she's a gold mine. And I love talking. I just love talking out my ideas. Is because last night I was starting to sound like that cynical idiot about politics. Guys.
Yeah. Yeah,
as James True says, prune my lips. When I start talking about politics, just tell me to stop. It's so numbing and awful that like I'm good at not doing that. But the last couple of days, I've just been a little bit aggressive about it, and I don't want to be that person at all. I don't think that adds anything good into the world. And so I was just going to take a breather. Can we ask Mama to please stay? I've already told her.
She keeps asking me every time we talk. Yes. But, I'm here till the 16th.
Yeah. Keep That's Mama good. At the manor. Close down the airlines. I already got guys on the inside of the airlines. There will be no planes flying. I got bears everywhere. You'd be surprised what TSA can do. TSA is run by bears. They've been waiting. They've been waiting for decades for this.
I should take a hat back with me that has the bear symbol so they know who
they know.
I am.
Oh, they know. They know. All right, she's too good. Oh. All right, what's the Mama Jean live stream coming out? Well, you're watching it right now.
Yes.
She's never going to do her own live stream. My wife's never going to do her own live stream. These people are not me. I am the talker.
Yeah.
Like Amy knows it too. It's like this morning I was like facing my day off. And don't get me wrong, we're going to have a wonderful day. We're going to go to the ocean and everything. But, like, I got stuff I got to talk about. Like, the bear, I need to tell you guys about Amazon. I got more to show you guys. My mom wants to talk about The Hobbit. And I'm just sitting there quiet. And Amy's like, you want to? And I also wanted to talk about, I liked Out of the Shadows. I thought that was good.
Oh, yes.
I think the main thing about all these documentaries is they'll never touch a certain tribe of people out of a certain country. And I think that's why they can be promoted. It's just that understanding of, like, just don't touch that and we'll show it. But we also watched this one called Plandemic, a documentary, total nonsense, total inversion. You know, they're showing Fauci to be what he is, but they're still reinforcing the concept of vaccines.
Yeah.
After my mom's done with The Hobbit, I'll play you guys one of the best videos I've ever seen explaining what a virus really is. But I liked Out of the Shadows. I thought it did a good job of, I thought the stunt guys were not lying. And, although there was obviously a very crucial, puzzle piece left out, but that's fine. A lot of Out of the Shadows has a grab or two, but in general, it's good for opening. Yeah, I liked it. At first, I was like, oh, there's a grabble. Who's the narrator? Well, who's producing this? How do they? And then within 10 minutes, I was like, I'm glad this is out. I'm like, this is helping. Yeah. Because the whole point of, like, who's making the content? What is Hollywood? What is the secret circles? Like, what are they, you know, that's all what was left out? Mossad? They're like, the CIA produces all this. I'm like, who produced Pretty Woman? It was a Mossad agent. It was a Mossad spy. Like, it's like the thing they leave out in these movies, and that's fine. It is what it is. But it's almost like if someone's ratting out all their buddies for a bank heist and no one brings up Billy, you know? And it's like, so who drove the car? What? Wasn't there a car? What? It's good to know that the bank was heisted, but they're leaving out a...
It is, but people who begin to say, you know, I don't think this thing is really real, or there's something off, and then if they
a huge puzzle piece shaped like a beak. You don't need to laugh, Ma. It's fine. We don't need to put you in that position.
Well, but that...
Billy organized the whole thing, right? Exactly.
But even me, you know, when you told me about 9/11, why didn't I have a clue before? So
it's so easy to not. It's very easy.
That Out of the Shadows will get people to say things like questions that I might have, and the Jews matter, Mossad matters, but what also matters is to follow that stuntman, the two stuntmen,
right.
And their progression. And how they came. And
I'm already to the level where the Jews and Mossad don't matter.
I know, but
there is a crucial. Yes, you have to. It's like when I'm watching a piece of information and they're leaving out something that important. It's pretty obvious, but at the same time, it doesn't matter who does what. In the end of the day, it's what you engage in. So that's all it is. Let's talk about The Hobbit.
All right, now, I don't have a copy of the book. I do read it. I did take it in children's literature regularly, but you might be having to correct me on certain things.
How many times have you read The Hobbit, you think?
Oh, at least a dozen.
I think that we have one person who may be able to rival Vox of who's read more books and who reads more. My mom, at no point, does not have a book in her hand that she's reading. So you've read The Hobbit a dozen times.
Well, yeah.
And she's still like, I need to refresh. I don't want to make a mistake. All right. So let's talk about it. Tell the people whatever you want. And I'll just bounce back and forth with you.
Well, you were the one who brought up The Hobbit because you told me
something. Don't put this on me, Mom. I'm just joking. Go ahead.
Because you told me. Do you know they're going to remake The Hobbit?
Oh, Coddington. If you've read The Hobbit frequently, one might say you've made a Hobbit out of it. Oh, God. And Reddit message boards really think that he's my hitman.
Well, isn't he?
Hitmen don't make puns like old women. All right, go on.
Okay. Because somebody out there wants to make Bilbo Baggins transgendered.
Right, well, let's forget about it.
No, that's where...
I know. Yeah.
You know, just, you know, trying to make a trace.
I know, but it's not about you. It's about my level of frustration. I hit a level where I'm like, stop. I can't take another word about these people.
I know.
Like, there really is a lot. Like, you know, people are like, oh, Big Bear, you're crushing. You're breaking spots. Like, there are moments and days. And if I yell at you guys the same way, just trust me, it's not about you. There's a moment where someone could be like, but why would I'm like, don't listen to them. And it's because I can't hear another word about SJWs or transgenderism or like, there's a point where I'm like, I have to be done.
Well, he's done it to me.
Yeah, it's not
several times since I've been here because I'm not on his level.
It's not about level.
It's not.
I get full. I get to a place where, like, okay, if I have a lot of downtime and someone wants to talk to me about how billboards are ruining women's ability to their self-esteem and all that, like, I can talk about that. But when I've done, like, 2 hours, 3 hours of coaxing people away from addiction and all this stuff,
yes.
I there's a point where I'm like, just look at the pretty clouds in the sky.
Dildo Fagans. that's a good one.
All right, let's continue. All right.
Okay. Well, The Hobbit is a journey story. Bilbo, of course, did not want to go on that journey, and it was a magician who made him go on the journey.
Right.
So,
but very interesting.
Gandalf. Now, maybe I didn't know this in all of my readings, but he didn't seem like a bad wizard.
No, he's a good wizard.
Well, yeah. But
I know it's hard for me to say that, too. Right. I don't. I get it. There's a lot of confusion happening.
However.
See, the way I describe a good wizard is an alchemist, where it's somebody doing transmutations. A wizard, to me, is somebody who's manipulating, you know, is somebody... I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet. I mean, these are like, these are questions that take decades for me to figure out.
Oh, you figured some out pretty fast.
I know, but the concept of a good wizard.
Oh, yes, because you were only surrounded by bad wizards as you grew up.
Yes.
We won't get into that.
We don't need to get into that.
No. So, you know, this has such an epic proportions, because somebody was to rescue the gold of the dwarves from the dragon, from Smaug. And when I read The Hobbit to Owen when he was 8 the first time, because I had a book of The Hobbit, the big one, with a picture of Smaug on the front by Michael, and now I forgot his last name, the artist. And Owen said, I want you to read this to me. I want to know about that dragon. And so I read him The
Tell
Hobbit.
Me about the dragon.
Yeah. So that was when you were 8.
Dude, I basically was like, tell me about the Grabbler.
Yes.
I'm like, Mom, I think I've seen this dragon around my life a few places. I need to understand the archetype for survival.
Yes. So... they had to find somebody, and it was Gandalf who knew the person to do it, and that was Bilbo, because Gandalf understood Bilbo. Bilbo never wanted to leave his hobbit home or his two suppers, but he was forced to do that, and he said okay, because Gandalf saw in Bilbo another side. He saw him, he could be a thief, he knew, and he knew he had that spirit of adventure in him because his mother was a Took. That was her last name. And they were adventurous hobbits. That
yeah,
was
they were
name.
Related to William Clark, the adventurer.
So.
Her dad's a descendant of William Clark. Anyway, go on. A Took.
Yes.
We don't need to get it.
Okay.
All right, go on.
So. You know, away they go, and they start their journey. And, of course, the dwarves, they don't have much kindness in them.
The Rogans. Yeah, short people.
Oh, well,
Tolkien gets it. Tolkien's telling you something about dwarves.
Yeah, that they're nice to him, but because they want something from him. And
yes.
What they want is for him to go in that cave of the dragon and bring back the money, bring back the gold.
Yes. And they all look like a toe.
Well, Bilbo was short, too, though.
Yeah, but it's a different type of short.
It is.
It's kind short. There's dwarves. See, this is how I break up short men. There's dwarf short and there's hobbit short. I like hobbits. I don't like dwarves.
So, that was the journey. That was the goal. But, of course, as we know, and then they have adventures along the way, and we can get into those. You know, the individual ones. And the one that isn't mentioned often is the one with Bjorn the bear. And that's one of the most interesting
ones.
Let's
talk about Bjorn the bear.
Well, okay, but what happened, I want to do just a little more. You know, a war breaks out because those dwarves got greedy again, they had all that gold. They had rooms of gold that they could take back, and they wanted it all. And Bilbo said, oh, they especially wanted the Arkenstone. You know, that was that one diamond. And Bilbo found it, and he hid it.
Yes, he did.
And a war broke out with that mammoth war. And, of course, people ended up getting killed. And, oh, my gosh, who's the name of the head? See, who's the name of the head dwarf? Well, anyway, the head dwarf. And he
Joe Rogan.
He ends up getting killed. And in the end, he finally apologizes as he is taking his last breath to Bilbo. And all Bilbo was trying to do was get them to the gold.
Thorin,
yes. And then he'd go back. And they got too greedy. And so a war broke out. And some of the wrong people were killed. But, oh, there are just so many innuendo.
Talk about the Bjorn the Bear, though.
Well, you know, he's this giant. You could play him in a movie.
Yes.
You wouldn't even need makeup or anything. You could just go and play Bjorn.
I get it. I look like a monster bear.
And they were told, do not wake up at night no matter what you hear. And so they were all, you know, gathered together. Well, Bjorn goes out at night and changes into a bear. And goes out and makes sure everything is safe around.
He's a daywalker. He can go between Hollywood.
Yes.
And, yes.
Yes. And I forget, there was somebody else talking about The Hobbit one day, and I kept waiting for them to mention Bjorn and you, and they didn't. They just skipped over that.
Of course they did.
So, but it's Bjorn who, you know, he gets grumpy with them because they won't listen to what he says. And then you go down this path. And Bilbo
don't
says,
watch the pornos.
Yes. Let's try that path. And then they get into all kinds of trouble. Well, so Bjorn says, he's with them, but they don't know it.
I'm Bard, not Bjorn. Like,
well,
the one.
Can't you be both?
I might be able to be Bard Bjorn. But because the Bard was the one telling the people, like, that's fire.
Oh, the Bard in The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then
he's the one who had
who
the
finally
arrow
got the grabber
in that one spot.
The one spot, their one weak spot.
That Bilbo said that the bird came and told Bilbo there's that one spot on his chest that you can get him.
Yeah, like Rogan's height. Everybody has a spot.
The Achilles heel.
Yeah,
from,
and so when you tell the people what's coming and they don't believe you and they get mad at you. When it comes, then afterwards, they're like, I like that guy. That guy warned me.
Well, and the Bard was isolated. The people wanted to turn, the people did, his people turned on him. The people turned on Bilbo. And that's one thing.
Dude, the people were assholes. Well, like, they're always turning on everybody.
And that's what's happening now.
Do you, like, I'm starting to really think, like, the people, like, the.
Yes.
Like, collectively, they're a bunch of assholes. They turn on the Bard. They turn on Bilbo. They turn on everybody. It's like, why are they always turning on everybody? Like, what's their problem?
Why are they turning on the people bringing the truth? Well, then we could go to Jesus. You know, they turn on Jesus, too.
Yeah, they literally are like, oh, he says the truth.
Yes.
Rubble, rubble, rubble,
yes.
Rubble.
Yes, where they're trying to save them.
Only at first, though, you're right. Want to know what it might be? It's a slow acceptance rate.
Very.
That's what it is. I'm not going to look at it like the people are a bunch of assholes. I think it might be like you're panning for gold and it takes a while for it to get through. And so until, you know, what's true will register. What?
Well, there's
yeah, they're very funny.
Yes.
Oh, I know. That's why I get so distracted. It's like half the comments are hysterical.
Yes.
I mean, I wish I could record them and you guys could rewatch the comments. They're so funny.
Yes.
They just don't want the truth. Yeah, but see, they might not be able to recognize the truth. Like, let's say someone, like when people first told me about vaccines, I thought they were crazy.
Yes.
Like,
even me.
My mom told me about vaccines. I thought she was wrong. I was like, oh, Mom, you and your ways.
Yes.
You and your old Wisconsin
ways. Yes.
You're hippie. I was like, don't you know that the vaccine stimulates the immune response? What? Mom, listen, you're right about breastfeeding and all that, but like, come on. Yes. And I was like, rabble, rabble, rabble. But see, I was never a dick like the villagers. Like, I was never like, go get that guy.
Right.
I was always.
Just went on your way.
I would always be like, throw the nickel. He will be on his way. Yeah. But I never, I don't know why the villagers are like, we got to kill that guy now. I don't know.
That's what they were in the epic. Yes, this is one thing that runs through.
Kaiten, wait, Owen Folden, I was with you. Yeah, but the difference is I never said I'm not going to hang with you, Mom. No, the difference is people that are like, Big Bear, I was with you, but now I'm going to have to cut the cord. At no point was I like, I thought she was totally wrong about vaccines. Totally wrong. But at no point was I like, I don't want to be around you. I love you less. That's what makes the I was with you people so horrifying. Because they're like, I was with you, but now I got to burn you and tell everyone you're evil. I'm like, what?
Which is what
happened. But then one day you asked a Jew for some vaccine gravy. That's right, dude. Weiss brought me. I trusted a Jew more than my own mother. What does that say about me? Oh, God. So much shame. I'm feeling waves of shame. I trusted a big-nosed Jew named Dave Weiss over the woman who gave birth to me. We all have dark days.
We
all have dark days. And the Jew was right, and so was my mom, but it took a Jew to convince me. Oh, God, I feel like I'm drowning.
But,
what have I done?
But, as I told
disgusting, Weiss, disgusting.
That's a better story than what I'm going to tell.
No, tell the story.
No. But, as I told you, when you were just, you said, oh no, what have I done to my two boys? I said, were they totally breastfeeding at the time they got the shots? And you said, yes, of course. I said, then that will counteract some of the vaccine difficulties.
Yeah.
Because breast milk is the... It's species specific. You don't feed cow's milk to goats. You don't feed cow's milk to humans either, but a lot
of milk. Goat milk is the closest to human milk.
Well, but it still isn't human milk. When the mother's breastfeeding all the time until there's weaning, there are antibodies developing all the time. And that's why breastfed babies and the mothers don't get sick. And if the mother...
I'm going to have to ask a Jew. I can't believe you until a Jew tells me.
Yes.
Hey, Weiss, is what she's saying true? God, I disgust myself sometimes.
You're asking a man who doesn't breastfeed.
I don't know why I believed a Jew over my own mother.
So, now let's see.
So if you breastfeed, it counteracts the vaccine problem.
Even if the mother does get sick, her body immediately makes the antibodies that go into the breast milk and the baby does not get sick. So, that's what I was trying to explain to Owen, that there would be a pushback. I'm losing my words because you get so excited and then I get so excited.
Well, I'm just disgusted with myself. All right, go on.
And I said, so they'd get the vaccine and then the vaccines, because they're giving them five and six at a time now, the antibodies...
Weiss just said breast milk is the only real vaccine.
All
you
right.
See why you believe the Jew? They're so good at branding and marketing.
There it is.
I know, but like...
it counteracts some of that, some of the stuff that went into those...
It does. It'll flush it right out. It'll flush it. Like, if you're breastfeeding and you vaccinated your kids, there's a good chance it just got flushed.
Yes.
Most of the vaccine injuries I've heard of, the woman, like one of my friends was deployed. And so that's why she couldn't breastfeed at the time.
Yeah.
Other times, it's like...
poor mother and baby.
Oh, yeah, she's a good friend of mine, wonderful person.
Oh,
but see, now she's ringing the bell like only mama bears know how to do. Milk or Nation might be onto something. No, you stop breastfeeding when you're 30. I don't want to get into Milk or Nation. Okay, so anyway, 100% the human body is created by the Creator. Nothing we add much value. Right, exactly.
And that's why my favorite from Mountain Bear is the goat leche. I think that
That was from Red Pill Rooster.
Well, it was Red Pill Rooster, but didn't Mountain Bear?
No, we have many cartoonists.
Oh, there's a Red Pill Rooster cartoonist?
Red Pill Rooster is a different guy.
Oh,
I think he's a guy. I don't, I don't view people as titles or anything. Like the funny thing is, I'm labeled as like right wing. I am right wing, but it's like whatever wings even mean. Yeah. But like, I'm labeled as like, and I am very my people, my tribe, my nation. But like in reality, I live one of the most eco-friendly lives imaginable. We grow our own food. We breastfeed. You know, all right. And also, I don't look at people based on their race, religion. I view people as their bear name and what they contribute to the clan.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I have no idea if Red Pill Rooster is even a man or a woman. It doesn't matter. It's what they bring.
Yeah.
Like, I actually am living the utopian nonsense that these leftists are saying, but the only way to do it is with truth. And the truth is men and women are different. A lot of races do have different tendencies and wants, and they want to act different, and it's fine. But whatever people bring is what they bring. And I believe in judging everything based on my own experience.
Oh, except Weiss.
Except Weiss. No, but see, that's the thing is I'm so disgusted with myself.
How about this? Breast food immune boost.
It's not like what the Jew can do, Arwen. The Jew just said, breast milk is the only vaccine. And her eyes just lit up like T-shirts, bumper stickers, apps. Like 50 years of her life was like pushing breastfeeding. And it's, or no, 40 years of her life. Like, because
no,
she,
45.
She saw the answer. Like, it's kind of like me right now with porn and news, where it's like, don't watch news, don't watch porn. She was like, if you breastfeed your child, they will not have this disease, this disease, this disease, this disease. Be fruitful and multiply. And it's like, breastfeed. I witnessed how effective it was. And there would be all these women and my mom's, they would have all these meetings where they would talk about how to breastfeed probably. Because think about how mothers who breastfeed don't get breast cancer. Like in general, like almost never.
In general. Well,
it lowers your chance a lot. It lowers your chance a lot.
It does, because these are working organs.
Yeah.
The breasts are working organs. And as the joke goes among La Leche League leaders, it's more than to attract men.
Right. Well, it attracts men because of what it can do for the man's child.
Yes. And
the reason hip to waist ratio attracts men is because it's the highest probability that your woman will survive childbirth and give you more children.
Yes.
It all makes total sense.
And now let's see, what was I going to say there?
About the working
breast. And if these organs, or whatever you want to call them, don't get worked, then things aren't exactly right in the body.
Right. Exactly. Wow, is that real? I never heard that, BB. Grab, we're promoting formula to up cancer. Formula ups obesity, cancer in children, cancer in the mother. It's endless, guys. You want to talk about a boil down, I have a little Jew in me. That's why I'm better at it than you are. She understands the truth better than I do. I'm better at explaining it because I got a little of the grabber in me, a little of the poison in the well, like Weiss. It's like if you boil down all these, like if you have a poison fruit tree and a good fruit tree, like you have a fruit, you're known by your fruits. If you boil it down to the root system starts from mother-baby bonding with breast milk. That will give the child the immunity of the mother. It gives the child all the nutrition they need. It causes a bond for life. It just, everything about it is huge. If they get, they can be shot with aluminum and it gets passed through them if they're breastfeeding. Hey, Charles. It's like, it's a miracle. And it's free. That's why the grabber doesn't want you to know.
Right. And La Leche League lasted for so long because it didn't interfere with the bottom line, the finances of the formula company, because there were still enough women using formula that they could make their...
And then it started having a real dent, so they inverted it. Now it's about trannies. La Leche League.
I know.
Tell the people.
That was another thing. What helped me when that happened was four of the founding mothers of La Leche League resigned and wrote a wonderful letter to all of us as to why they were leaving La Leche League, because it had taken over. It had lost its mission. And we're talking Mary White and Marion Thompson. They were, as they were called, the big boobs of
like, the big boobs.
And
I know it's like every animal. It's like all these quote unquote scientists. It's like every animal. The first thing you do is they breastfeed, and that's how they get big and strong. And that's like, but not people. We're gonna give them corn syrup and soy and see what happens to these kids. I'm convinced that's what a lot of these child trans movement is about. I think their endocrine systems are shot. Some of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, your mother also, and my mother, let me tell you something that we also had to deal with in the situation when there were women, as Jason and Owen were growing up, who said, they would tell us, I wanted to breastfeed. My husband wouldn't let me breastfeed my son. He didn't want him to become a homosexual. We had to deal with that.
Unreal.
And then
I wonder what happened to those kids, like what they're doing now. Well, any father like that, I would not trust around a kid.
I know.
You don't have to give names.
I know. I won't give
What names, happened to some of the kids? With no names, you're not revealing any.
Yeah, I know.
It's just simmer the gravy. What happened to the kids?
Well, they're sick a lot.
Right? Are they gay?
No.
Are they in jail?
They're not, but they've how do
are
I
Are they retarded?
No. But they don't have that self.
They're empty vessels. Are they married with kids?
Well, one of them is. One of them is that I followed, that I still see. But it's the fathers. They're off the wall. I know the fathers, too. And they're off the wall.
They're off the wall.
They've done some nefarious things.
Like what?
Sexual activities that.
I think some families are haunted. They're cursed. These things get passed down. There was. I'm not going to give any details, but my mom was telling me a story about a family, and there was the patriarch had to do something. I don't know how I can even. All right, he was in the food business, and he had to do something to change it. And one of the grandchildren was really, really, really allergic to that food. I don't want to give any details, but it's like you hear these things and you can't help but think like a curse. You know, it's like if this child touched that food, they would break out in hives and start freaking out. It's the same with a lot of these like sexual deviants where it's like these things haunt families until it's exorcised by the truth, excised. Generational curses are real. Yeah, dude, look at how cursed the Kennedys are. The Kennedys are so cursed.
Yeah.
After Joe Kennedy, Joe Jr. died. Yeah. John F. Kennedy shot. Robert F. Kennedy shot. One of Robert's kids died. All these Teddy kills a woman. It's just like endless.
The one daughter.
That's why when people
put in a hospital in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
She had a lobotomy because she wasn't. She didn't conform.
She could see the demons. I bet. That's what happened. That people used to put people in mental institutions that could see the demons. Like imagine being Joe Kennedy and thinking you're crushing, right? You're like bootlegging all this.
Oh.
His son dies in a war that he pushes.
Yes.
John F. Kennedy gets shot publicly and it's fetishized for decades. Robert shot. It's like, and then John F. Kennedy's son, his grandson, dies nefariously in a plane crash. It's like,
he had another, Bobby had a son that became an addict and died in Florida because he overdosed.
Yeah, it's almost like the extreme elite and the extreme impoverished urban have very similar lives where it's almost like they're in this weird, they're connected spiritually, where that death rate is higher than a crack-addicted black woman in Detroit's children. You know how you'll meet these women, it's like, oh, you know, Tyrone is in prison and, you know, Jamarcus got shot. And then, you know, it's like that's the Kennedys. Robert Jr. is anti-vaccine, anti-Gates.
Allegedly. Yes, allegedly.
I mean, that's fine. It's fine. Dude, I'm almost like Jason now with this stuff. You know, sometimes Jason, where I talk about stuff, he's like, great, enjoy the show. Awesome. I'm happy for you. Yeah. I'm like that now with people where sometimes they're like, yeah, Robert Kennedy Jr. is Anna. I'm like, great, because I know that's bullshit. Like, I can't even get into it. So I'm just like, enjoy that show. Enjoy the ride. I'm just here to have a good time. because I can't do it over and over. Like my brother is so much like that, where he's just like, where I could be like, hey, Jason, did you know? And he's like, awesome, man. Look at you go. And I'm like, and it works though. It allows people to just kind of detach and you don't have to challenge what they're saying constantly. Do you believe Robert Kennedy? Like, come on. Come on. Oh, so you're against that? Did you're against Bill Gates? It's like, dude, enjoy the ride.
Well, he did that to me with this trip.
Don't get into that. Don't get into any of it. Just leave it all. Leave it. Mom, no. No talking of anything like that.
Well, I thought it was funny.
No, I know. Just trust me. I know how the internet works. Just always trust me. Just trust me.
See, and that's why I really feel such a relief here, because because of what's going on in New York State and with my friends. And we can't even just kind of banter back and forth about any of this.
Right, that's
the
why this
is
so, like, so now
letters.
Do you see how valuable the Bears are? You see why this is so great?
Yes.
It's a window into other windows where people are like, welcome.
Yes.
And it's healing. It heals cancer. It heals cancer. There's people that are like, I don't have cancer anymore. I don't want to make these statements. I know, but that's not what I'm saying. All right, let's get back to The Hobbit. Mom, the way the internet works is now it's Owen Benjamin claims that he cures cancer with it. Let's talk about The Hobbit.
Okay. What?
Just tell those people about The Hobbit.
All right, so I got the overall picture. And then, of course, at the end, I hope this isn't a spoiler alert, but at the end.
You can
end,
spoil The Hobbit. It was written a long time ago.
A long time ago. Oh, published in 1937, and people tried to look back at it and say, Tolkien was predicting what was going to happen in the war, but he really wasn't. That's not why he wrote it, but it seemed to
come out
that way.
It's timeless. It's the same with his 1984 bullshit. Oh, 1984, today, it's predicting. And no, it isn't. It's always been the same forces at work forever.
Yes.
1984 has always existed. World War II has always existed. Like, when people are like, oh, my God, he predicted everything. It's like, he's telling you myth.
Yes,
the myths.
Yes, yes.
He's telling you the hero's journey. Like, whether it's the inverted hero's journey or the Logos hero's journey, it's the same journey over and over and over, to the point where people are like, oh my God, how did they know when they wrote 1984 that we would deal with the concept of individual versus tyranny? I don't know, because that's like reality all the time.
Go back to the Greek tragedies.
Dude, read about the Frankfurt School and how they discovered how to spy on everybody with the, what's the name of it? It's this fascinating name. It's not the Rubicon. It's the Pentagon. Someone here knows. The power of myth. Yeah, but it's inverted kung fu. I get it. I get it. That's true. But it's both directions. The power of myth, the myth of power.
Yeah.
It's like, it just is. It's not like the myth. The more, the panopticon. Thank you, Electrician Bear. The more accurate it is, the more powerful it is. It's existed forever. These myths, these stories, these realities are always here.
And
they're like electrical circuitry in your heart that will never change. And so when people are like, oh, we created a myth, and then the people went along with the myth, I'm like, it's already in you.
Yes.
So the Panopticon, I got to get this.
Okay.
So the Panopticon, they set up this prison where they had a center tower, and there's windows that you can't see within. And so at any point, you could see a square of a window that could be spying on you. They realized that they could subdue the prisoners. And, oh, my God, this is new technology. This is, oh, my God, chip. They're going to chip me. This is the 1800s, guys. None of this is new. They figured out that if just the threat of surveillance, that's what all these psyops about Snowden and all that, none of it's real. I don't care. I don't care what you have to say.
Good time.
Everybody enjoy the show. The thought that it could be real is all you need. So the Panopticon, the center tower, has blacked out windows around it. So everywhere a prisoner goes, you don't need to see a human being. All you see is part of a square, and that's all you need. You could get and all you need is a couple beatings. Just make an example out of a couple people. And so once a prisoner, you could control the most violent offenders in the world simply with a prop, simply with stage setting. And so that's what we're doing now. Would you like to see the mirror? It's right here. That black mirror, you see that?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So that Black Mirror, this is the Panopticon. This is the mirror right now in the car, in the tower. At all times, I don't want to just show my screen, but like, at all times, that mirror is your Panopticon. At all times, it's looking at you. No one is in the tower. At any time, they could have a guard in there or not a guard in there. There's not, the way these power structures work, no one is in control. No one, Owen is yelling at imaginary square boys, is calming. It is calming. Sometimes I listen to my own streams to calm down. So anyway, when they say, oh my God, the NSA is listening. The NSA is listening. Oh, everybody's tracking you. You can't stand. Yeah. No. And listen, believe what you want. Think that people are coming. They're waiting in the bushes. They're not. Guys, it's Panopticon. This is a very, very old technology. Because there can't be infrastructure to control you. You have to do it to yourself. Because if that many people had control, they would overthrow the very control. It's impossible. It's mathematically impossible with a pyramid structure. That top is not a lot of people, and they hate each other, and they don't trust each other, and it's built on an economy of blackmail. Like nuclear, are you a nuclear power? Are you a space power? That means, have you committed to a lie that you can't back out of? So every country that is in the space race is now in another elite level of the pyramid that is engaged in a lie that they can't back out of. And so because of that, they're given an elevated status. Oh, France is now a nuclear power. What does that mean? France is now engaging in the lie of nuclear bombs. It's the same with space. There is no space. It's all bullshit. You want to see, want to see more examples? Okay, here is a new story. NASA is excited to work with Tom Cruise on a film aboard the space station. We need popular media to inspire a new generation of engineers and scientists to make NASA's ambition plans a reality. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why it's called Mission Impossible. Tom Cruise can keep a secret. He's a homo. And I bet a lot worse than that. And so they're now saying that Tom Cruise is going into the space station to shoot a movie. And billions of people will believe it because they choose to believe it. And it's the Panopticon. It's the mirror in the sky. There's nothing there, guys. There is nothing there. When you realize this is something that caused a lot of trauma in people, when you're in a cage your whole life and you've learned to love it, you have your little news, and then you finally realize it was never locked, it makes people break. You just push the door. Someone just goes, push the door. I go, no, it's electric. It's electric. Who told you that? Everybody, it's electric. You just do that and it just opens. And you go, oh God, what have I done, right? It's like when I believed the Jew over my own mother. That's what I felt. But the Panopticon is the technology of control, and you can look it all up. It's all real. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to plug this again. Please rate this positively. Go to Amazon Prime. Owen Benjamin Feed the Bear and Owen Benjamin How Dare Me. I'm so fortunate to have this on Amazon Prime. This is what I've been fighting for this for a long time. You want to have a platform to reach more people, so that comedy can reach more people, to break despair, to break control, to break this lifeless world without breastfeeding mothers and babies. So every bit helps. Vote. You want to vote? You want to vote where it matters? Vote there. Hit 5 stars and comment. That's the vote that really matters. All right. Tom Cruise is short. Yes.
Okay. So back to The Hobbit. And Bilbo even fell for, a few things.
We've all fallen for things. I'm still falling for things. I trust Weiss. we'll see how that turns out. I should have a beak measurement system. All right, anyway, go on.
Well, okay, so Bilbo tries to get real cute with the dragon, and he does. He starts riddles with Smaug, and Smaug has one eye open. He never totally sleeps, and Smaug smells something he's never smelled before, and that's the smell of the Hobbit. So Bilbo's going back and forth with jokes, and then he does take a cup, and out of, that mound of gold, and he runs away because the dragon starts coming after him. And that starts the war, because a piece, just one piece of gold is taken from the mound of gold, and Smaug wants it back. So he starts going, and he starts roaring with the fire and so on.
And I understand why Smaug has to ban people. He's like, one, if you take one piece of gold, the next you're going to take two pieces of gold. Yep. And then he comes out, he's like, ban for life. Ban for life. And everyone's like, he's overreacting. It's just one piece of gold. He's like, if I didn't do this, everyone would take the gold.
Give him an inch and he'll take a mile.
Smaug is very, very misunderstood. The whole time, the real bad guys were the goblins and the dwarves.
They were.
Yes. Who do you think they're representing? Anyway, go on.
So, but he also finds the Arkenstone, and he puts that away.
Yes.
And away he goes, and then, you know, a smile comes out, and it's the bard who does, the Thresh tells the bard where to hit Smaug with his arrow. But the people are against Smaug. Yes, okay, so we've gone over that. And so then the fight begins, and then the werewolves come from one place, and then, I can't think of the names of the other one. But anyway, you've got
It was Smaug's gold. I'm starting to, sympathize with Smaug. I'm like, those dirty dwarves. It's like,
they were the miners, but that wasn't their gold.
No, Smaug had every right to have that gold. And these dirty little hobbits, these short little bastards.
They weren't hobbits. They were dwarves.
No, but Bilbo came in and took...
Yeah, Bilbo.
Yeah. And everyone's pretending that Bilbo's so innocent because he's barefoot and he lives in...
He stole from Smaug. Yep. He was trying to be really cute about this and show how smart he was.
Oh, he's a special boy.
Yes. Yes.
Are we turning Tolkien? Are we turning the Hobbit? Like, I'm starting to grow resentment. I'm like, Smaug earned it. Yeah, I thought Smaug stole the dwarf's ancestral homeland. That's a good point. That's a good point.
That's
a valuable point.
Yes.
And you need sometimes you need a Ukrainian.
He wasn't that innocent.
Sometimes you need a Ukrainian to point that out. Thank you. All know who you are, Ukrainian.
Oh. It's Dimitri. Dimitri.
So Smaug did steal the ancestral homeland.
Oh, the wargs. Yes, the wargs and here the war starts, and then
Smaug is like Zionist Israel.
Well, could be, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know why I defended it briefly. I'm humiliated again. All right, continue, please.
So Bilbo realizes what he's done, and he does begin to feel ashamed for it, which he should.
He should.
And so when Thorin is dying, he comes in, and because they were going to give him 1/14 of the gold. That was going to be his reward.
Bilbo?
Yes, you show me where it is, they say, and we'll give you 1/14. And then
which is one Rogan.
And then they decided they weren't going to, so he took the Arkenstone.
The dwarves screwed over Bilbo?
Yes.
Classic dwarf behavior.
So, as Thorin is dying, he brings out the Arkenstone and gives and shows Thorin, and Thorin says, it's okay. You can keep that.
Well, because he's dying.
He's dying. But in the meantime, lurking in the back, because Gandalf hasn't been around, because he's got other wars to fight and other spells to make. But then, as it turns out, he has come back, and he's disguised. He looks like, he's got a hood on and stuff like that. And so he comes forward, and he does intervene to make sure that the right side wins. What he does. But in the meantime, Bilbo has learned a valuable lesson about, and it could be interpreted in a Christian way, that he learned that there is a master higher than anyone. Some of the dwarves never did learn that. They died wanting all that.
They
gold.
Died working for the ADL, the SPLC.
Yep, that they did.
They died just clamoring and scammering. And just drooling over another piece of that dragon gold.
Yep. But the...
David Smaug. He wants your weapons. All right.
The people on the island, though, that the bard was in charge of, they're as bad as the dwarves.
In what way?
They turned on the bard.
Did they turn on the bard?
Why
I know!
Yes!
Why did they turn on the bard?
Yes!
I know, but see, then the bard has to not develop resentment and say what they do.
And he does.
He does, and that's what makes him the bard king.
Yes.
Yes.
Because then they say he should be the king, because...
Yeah, because the rubble, like the same people will be good to you if you just give them time to see the gravy.
And the mayor of the town was pretty bad.
Yeah, he's a grabber.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't know where to go from there.
I think this has been one of the best breakdowns I've ever heard.
No, there could be more though. There's so much in there.
Yeah, but this is a casual conversation.
Well, that's true.
And it's better than when people have their little slides. I don't like their slides. All right. The ring was the knowledge to see the... Oh, yeah.
The ring. That's
right.
Yeah,
sorry about the ring.
Gollum. Because Gollum was a hobbit.
He was Stephen Crowder. He turned dark. Go on.
But I think I didn't see that for a couple of readings, that Gollum
was once a hobbit.
Yes. And it was the ring that turned him, because it could make him invisible, and he felt the power. And nobody knew where the ring came from in The Hobbit. And then, you know, Tolkien had to write The Lord of the Rings. But and even that also made Bilbo feel a little too powerful. And he wanted to claim it as his own power and look at how great I am. And so that's what runs.
Well, I know. Have you ever seen The Gods Must Be Crazy? It's kind of similar.
Oh, it's a yes.
Where it's like one
movie.
Empty Coke bottle.
Yes, yes.
And it's like it was like the ring. It was like
yes.
It's like the blue check mark on Twitter. It's how to make someone a special boy.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's like gold stars in a class. It's fractal. It's everywhere. Where it's like it's the same concept of like I'm the special boy with the special ring.
Yes.
And he got to be invisible.
Yes.
Which is the corporate, I think it has to do with corporations, where it's like he gets to be walk with the dead, the corpus. So it's like the undead. So you put on your ring, you have a corporate umbrella, you have a shield to pierce the corporate veil, right? So you go from being a living human to being a dead person, to being a corporate entity. And it allows you to get away with all this stuff, but you slowly get pulled into the darkness.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you look around and say, how did this happen to me and how do I get out?
Right.
And that was even Bilbo.
And the thing keeping the ring on is you.
Yes.
At any time you can take it off.
And
you know,
course,
and that's why I keep telling people about the news and all this stuff, and everyone's like, but the dwarves, the goblins, the orcs, the smog. It's like, take off the ring.
And of course, what was the name of the guy? What's the name of the house?
The ring is self-abandonment. Oh. Good one, James True. Oh, James True's here. Nice. James True gave you props on his stream the other day.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah, about time. It took 40 years.
I like that, the dialogue between you two.
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
You've had some good people on lately.
I only have on good people.
Yeah, that's true. But what was the name? Gollum called it my precious. Where is my precious, you know? Mm. Okay, that was sort of anticlimactic. Okay.
No, but it is self-abandonment. Because talk about the kings that were once kings and now they're the riders that are looking for the ring.
I don't know. I'm too shallow about that. I don't know.
Remember like when he puts on the ring, it awakens the dead ones, the ancient kings.
It does.
Do you think that's about?
I don't know.
It's all right. You can't wait till all the gravy.
I can't. No.
My precious pornos.
Yes.
I know. I'm drawing from myth when I do my comedy. It's I'm drawing from deep resonances that have been here forever.
Well, sometimes
my pornos.
Well, sometimes,
my precious pornos.
I didn't know.
I'm Gollum. I'm embodying Gollum. Gollum is everywhere. All these people that are disappearing in their news cycles and their pornos. It's like, and they're dead. And it's like my precious debt. Oh my God, my dude! I'm becoming Gollum.
Well, sometimes I don't know when you're listening.
I'm always listening.
You know that. I'll have to tell you a story about that. When I was reading the Darkest Rising series to Owen, you were about 12, maybe 11, and we were reading at night. And sometimes you'd start disappearing. We usually had blankets because you know it'd be chilly. And pretty soon you'd start disappearing under the blanket.
I'd go down like the dog at the foot of the bed.
The foot of the bed. And because you kept saying, keep reading, keep reading, keep reading, keep reading, and I got tired before you did, I said, I'm not reading to you anymore. You're not listening. And you said, yes, I am listening. I said, then tell me what I just read. And you repeated it almost word for word under the covers down at the end of the bed.
Yeah, it's funny. And then would she get tired and go to her bed to go to sleep? She'd think I was asleep because I'd just be at the foot of the bed just like. And when she, as soon as the springs would get up to leave, I'd be like, more. And it, she'd just be like reading novels just because that is auditory. You know, yes. I still don't like reading.
Yes.
I like talking and listening.
Reading Logos Rising is going to be hard for you. Maybe they'll come out with an audio because it's, as you called it, dense. Really fascinating, but dense. So
yeah, and people always think I'm not listening because I talk and I stare at other stuff.
Yes.
But this is how retarded people are. Like, if I'm doing this, right, what would it look like if I point my ear at someone? Okay, so if I'm like this and someone's talking to me, and they're like, you're not even looking at me. I'm like, I'm pointing my ear at you.
You know, there was a professor at Plattsburgh, Ann Tracy. She was lovable.
Yeah.
Beloved. And she was Jason's advisor. And she, I don't know if she told you or Jason one day, she said, because you had it for class too, that you would sit like this. And you had long hair then, and beautiful curls, and they would come down like this. You did that at
Mom, you don't need to talk about my beautiful curls on the internet. But that's fine.
They were gorgeous. And so you'd sit like this, and then you'd leave. And she said, I didn't understand Owen. And then he'd have to turn in a paper to me, and he would write the best paper in the class. Because she thought you were asleep, and you were listening. And you'd come home from high school sometimes so tired because you had spent so much time listening. And you just needed to rest because it was hard for you.
Yeah, I hear everything. And that's why they didn't understand it. They'd accuse me of cheating and shit.
Yes, yes.
And I'm like, well, yeah, it's just like some people's brains are wired different.
Yes.
But here's the downside is I can sometimes read a chapter in a book and remember nothing.
Yes, that's why.
And that's why when people are like, it's not the same when you listen to an audiobook. You have to read it or else it's not really reading. I'm like, who brought this man to me? Banish him! Be gone, goblin! It's like, okay, is it this? So when I'm playing Bach by ear, do I have to read it to pass your test, you little gremlin? All right.
Yes.
All right.
You did. Okay.
What else you guys got? Listening to the sound of consciousness. Yeah, there's tone. I think one of the reasons it's called spelling and cursive is because it removes the tone. The tone of your voice. That's why I love playing the piano every night and singing with the Bears, because I tune my piano to 432 hertz. And so my vocal cords every night are resonating to a more natural resonance. And it has helped me. It's helped me think. It's helped me sleep. And so these are the things that matter. Like the vibration in your voice. I can tell if someone's telling me the truth or lying to me based on their voice. But I have to listen to it a lot.
Yeah,
I have to have a, what's it called? It's called a, I don't know. There's
$5. No way.
It's called a baseline. A baseline. A baseline is when you know someone's being normal, and then you can find changes in their voice caused by stressors, caused by intention. And I can see right through people's intention. And I can start doing that with baseline. Thanks, Hannah Rombert. I can start doing that with the chat.
Detector.
A calibrated bullshit detector. Yeah. And so that's why I love listening to people, and that's how I've grown to figure out who's a liar and who's not, because print is so detached. Yeah. Because I don't even care if people are wrong. I don't even care if I disagree with the people. I have a timbre of vibration that I listen for to see if someone is telling me what they believe to be true or not. Because if not, I'll send them right back to Smaug.
Yeah.
And I will. I am the Bard King. Bjorn.
Well, Bjorn...
I know. I'm combining characters. We're like a comedy duo. It's amazing how many different abilities God has given us. So diverse. It's awesome. Yes, definitely.
But the schools demand sight learning.
Right, that's why they're falling apart. Don't you think, what do you think the future of college, don't you think they're falling apart?
Yes.
Like, the quality of students was going down year after year. We can talk about it now.
Was it ever? And I can now say that it was, I don't know what words to use, a good thing that I got fired. I certainly didn't see it at the time, but I was in that forest. I was in that forest of the broken down university, and I didn't see it because everything around me was broken. I hoped I wasn't broken. I mean, I looked
back. But you were doing your job well, and that's the thing.
I was doing my
job well. People like my mom and people like me have to be kicked out of B systems or else we never would have left.
Right.
You just make it work.
Yes, you
know, you're like,
you too.
You're
that's
like,
right.
You're like, no, I will make it work. And they're like, yeah, but to do that, you have to accept this. And you're like, I won't accept that, but I will make it work. And then they're like, well, now you have to go. And it's like, oh, no.
Yes. And I got an email just the other day from a former student who I just said to him, I'm no longer there. He wanted to tell me that he had that he loved children's literature. And he's now going to be a science teacher in high school, depending on how things go. But that he said, I loved that class. You were so passionate about what you had. I learned so much. I would never have read the books we read and learned as much as I did. Now, I've been out since December 18th. I had him three semesters before, and you know, that helped me because then I didn't feel that everybody there was against me, because as my firing took place, everybody started to back away from me.
Rubble.
Into isolation.
Yeah. But fortunately, you're tall enough to survive it.
I was tall enough to survive it. But it was hard.
Yeah.
And
but,
so,
but aren't you,
know, you
feeling a relief now, though?
Oh, am I ever.
And that's why I tell people all the time. It's like, just wait. You're set free.
But, you know, because, again, my whole grievance case
was
built on lies. All lies.
Yeah, they lied about what happened to her. It's criminal. It's criminal. Like, they had an issue with me, her son, a comedian. And the fact she wouldn't throw me under the bus, they conspired to get rid of her.
They did. They did.
And they don't have the credibility anymore. There might have been a time when people were like, oh, well, they're the university. They wouldn't lie. Dude, people hate universities now. They hate colleges. These colleges are just hoarding patents and debt, and they're putting all the youngsters into debt with no jobs. What are you going to do with a liberal arts degree? Nothing. You know, it's crazy.
One time you could, but you can't.
Right.
Anymore.
When she went in, it was an honorable profession. Fact. That's why. So was comedy.
Yes.
There was a time when the comedy club was a bastion of freedom.
Yes.
And it's not anymore. Now it's an indoctrination program. But they're only giving up their own value. And maybe you need someone who can. Can you tell the people I see 3 years ahead of schedule and I have forever? Like, a lot of you guys know by now, but it's like.
Yes. They must.
This is not new for me. So trust me. Trust me. They're giving up their own value. If you're a college and you don't draw in smart minds and give them a piece of paper that helps them get jobs, you already failed. You just don't know it yet.
Yes. And with me being given children's literature, I was given that course. It was a 300-level course. I had my PhD. I could have taught different American literature subjects, but I was an adjunct, so I was given children's literature because and this is sarcasm, no self-respecting tenure professor would ever teach children's literature. Are you kidding? That is below them. As nice as they are, those people.
And children's literature is the foundation of so much of society.
Foundation. And I knew things were going downhill because for a while I had 35 students, and out of 35, 33 were elementary education majors and maybe two English majors. And they'd come to me and say, the criticism against me was, she gives us too much to read. You know, they have to fill out critique forms at the end. She's a nice person, but she gives us too much to read. I would give them five fantasies and five realistic fiction because because I taught after I got insight that on the basis of the brain, we are all born right brain dominant, and that means we do not judge. We have vision. We look. We listen. We see. Oh, see is look. Okay. We feel. We touch things. We use all of our senses and do not judge. We have vision. And then around 10, 11, 12 is when the brain lateralizes. The left side comes in and begins to make the judgments, begins to be literal, although, you know, children are reading.
Well, Handron Bear made a great point that children are harder to fool. Because they're easier to mold, but they're also harder to...
Yes.
If you're like, a man is a woman, they're like, my pee-pee is a vagina? Like, they're not going to buy it.
And so then we move from fantasy into realism, because... they understand. Their imaginations go well. They do have invisible friends. They do have unicorns for pets or unicycles. This is real to them, and that's why there's the Santa Claus and there's the Easter Bunny.
I got to show you Handron Bear's book that she made. It's a children's book.
That's not the Three Little Pigs, is it?
No. The one about the lion. I'll show it to you. You like it.
Okay. So this is the way I approached it, through the brain and the way the brain changes. And, you know, five, and I would say to them, this isn't War and Peace you're reading, people. And so I'd use The Hobbit, but I never use Lord of the Rings, because the quality of student went down, down, down. And it was the elementary teachers, they were supposed to be elementary teachers, who said I was giving them too much to read. And so when they'd come in to me and say this, I would tell them the same thing. I would ask them the same question. Well, but you're going to be a grade school teacher. You're going to have to read. And to the person, to the student, they would say, once I graduate, I will never have to read again. And they were going...
they're going to be
and
teachers.
And I'm thinking, well, I'm glad my two are through school.
Well, here's the good news. A lot of people aren't sending their kids to school anymore.
Yes, because of this quarantine.
Right. And now that people are still forced to pay taxes for schools they don't use, this is going to call into question the entire taxation system. And I really think Cuomo is going to be running for president. Because I was thinking last night, I'm totally out. I don't care about Biden and Trump and all this stuff. And then I had this thought of, like, Cuomo's going to come in last minute. And it would almost bring me back in, because I'd be like, Trunk has to beat Cuomo. And I'm like, that's how they're going to do it. Because there's so many people like me that are out. We're just like, dude, play your little fantasy game of Trunk and locking her up and the wall and all these dinner theater archetypes.
Yep.
And even someone who's literally homesteading, completely independent from the beast, I had a thought of, like, I got to support Trunk against Cuomo. And I'm like, that's how they're going to do it. And so I think that that's a good chance that that's how they're going to do it. That they're going to have Biden mutter and sputter himself into oblivion. Then last minute, here comes the Undertaker off the top ropes. And Cuomo's going to come in against Trunk. And then people like me, it's going to be even harder to be like, I don't care. Because they're going to be like, but Cuomo, put everybody, put these masks on everybody. And I'm going to be like, God, please.
But accept himself.
Well, I'm not going to get involved because Trump has already crossed too many lines, promoting Fauci, promoting vaccines, promoting... Yeah. I don't want to get into it, but against Cuomo, who understands how ridiculous this all is, I loathe Cuomo. So it's like I would see a little flicker of being like, all right, Bears, we got to beat Cuomo. And it's like, oh, God, not again. It's like they're raising the witch again.
Yes.
Ugh.
Yes. Because when you first started in comedy in your first years, you had nothing to do with politics.
I hated politics. And I'm back
gender.
To hating.
It was all gender.
All gender. Men and women are,
And you were hysterical, and that's why you did so well. You were very good. That's why you did so well.
And then they said I couldn't make fun of gender anymore.
Yes.
And I said, what is this politics you speak of? Because it seemed like it had come to me. But then after a lot of reflection and crushing and heroes journeying, I've realized it's people doing it to themselves. Politics are a reflection of the people. It's the politics don't do anything to you. It's a reflection of the morality of the people. So I want out completely, but I hate Cuomo so much. I have to get to the point where I don't hate Cuomo, where he's out of my mind.
Because that
parasite has gotten into my mind.
Yes.
Where I see his nipple rings and his lies. How you don't need 10 rounds to kill a deer. Like, I loathe him. And so, but I don't, it's not going to make me support and get in that tug of war.
Well,
and,
can I tell you something about him that may get that out of you?
Yes.
He was once married to a Kennedy. So
no, I know. Of course it's there. I'm acknowledging my own weakness right now.
Oh,
because
okay.
I saw a spark of being pulled back in to dinner theater land. Ugh.
The
Cuomo and his CNN brother was a fake fight. I don't even want to talk about Cuomo and his CNN fake brother because it'll bring me back to a world that I know to be fake.
Yes.
I know to be manipulative. I know it's a waste of time, energy, and health.
Yes.
It makes people sick. It's ruined discourse. It's ruined the town square. It's ruined how people view everything in the world.
Yes.
So I know it's cancer, but it's almost like an ex-girlfriend where it's like every now and then someone's like, oh, did you hear that she was out with? And you're like, was she acting like a bitch or no? It's all fake. It's quite challenging not to even look. I know. All right. So I got to plug this again. Guys, go to Amazon Prime and give 5 stars and a comment to Owen Benjamin, How Dare Me, and Feed the Bear. It's a huge opportunity that we are on Amazon Prime, and I don't want to mess it up and allow the little cancer cells to vote me down.
You know, if every one of them went to there, you'd be over.
A lot of people don't do it, so it's a fraction. Okay. But I'll take the fraction. The Bears mobilize more than the average group, but even then, it's very easy for people to just not open up another window and do something, which I understand.
Yes, I understand
that. But fortunately, by the way, you voting for the comedy you like is legitimately more important than president, but it's almost impossible to convey that truth.
Yes.
Even to myself.
Oh.
Like, even to myself, Mom, I want Cuomo to be crushed by Trump. I do. Because Biden doesn't represent a good enough villain. You know, it is world wrestling.
Well, he's a joke.
Right, so that's why someone's coming in off the top ropes, and it's going to be the hero of New York who saved. Oh God, it's so disgusting. But see, here's the other thing. It's like, but New York already is going to vote blue. So how's he going to get the Rust Belt? It's like here comes the Undertaker, and I'm like, all right.
Oh, let's see. So are there any points in The Hobbit that any of you would like to bring up?
Yeah, any questions
about
for my mom?
I know we've
really enjoyed today. I enjoy every. Well, I'm going to send my mom away in a second. I'm going to just talk about my chicken cook and read. Unless you want to keep talking.
I don't want to keep talking, but you said you had a video you were going to show.
Well, I'm going to show. Someone wanted to know my chicken coop setup, so I'm going to show that to people.
Oh.
Because people are now decentralizing from grocery stores, and it's very encouraging. The future is very encouraging, very bright. I just.
And it even is in central New York, because for about 10 years, I've gotten our meat, our beef, from a farmer in Mexico, New York, who raises his own hay even, and raises his own cattle, and the beef is absolutely wonderful and very modestly priced. And I had to get some before I left because we were running out. And he said, so what's happening? I say, so what's happening with you? And he said, well, you know, I'm getting more people buying my beef. I have tried to convince people to buy his beef, and they, oh, yeah, give me his number, yeah, and nobody does. And he said, well, I'm selling more of my beef, and people are buying chickens. They're disgusted with what's going on.
Yeah, everything's good. That's why I'm not going to allow the parasite to get in my head about politics again, because I'm watching people buy their own chickens. I'm watching people start community programs. I'm watching people pull their children out of school. I'm watching. It's so good. It's insane.
Well, they're not pulling their children out of school. They were made.
Right. But now they're starting to realize they like their children.
Yes.
And they don't want to send them back into the monster.
Or part, they don't like their children. You know, it's going to go either
way. Yeah, yeah.
Some of them want them to go.
Naming your meat chickens after politicians help. Oh. I'm doing that.
Because
Cuomo.
Amy said a couple of them are almost ready. So.
So when is Andrew Cuomo ready?
Yes. Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
All right. I loathe politics. Yes. Remember how my whole life I hated politics?
Yes. Yes.
And my dad would yell at this TV all day. I'm goddamn obsessed with politics. And then it drew me in. And when they said I couldn't do my craft, you know, I couldn't talk about men and women being dead. Well, I still could. I never stopped. But that was the first time I was like, what the hell is this? Like, what is power? I was never even interested in power. I'm tall. Tall men don't need it.
Well, you were still trying to find out what you were really going to do after you left Hollywood, because you weren't supposed to be out there for very long, you thought. And then, you know, 13 years later.
Yeah.
So you weren't there for
I know.
Power.
It's like you with colleges.
Yes.
Even when you see, you're like, I'm gonna ride this thing and I'm going to make it better. And I think it might be Catholic upbringings.
Job.
Where you're
German,
like.
German, too.
German, too. German. Yeah, it's German. And it's like I don't.
My job.
I don't care how cold it is.
Yeah.
I don't care what the grabber's done. We will keep digging this ditch.
Well,
and then maybe put the grabber in it.
In all those years, I never missed a day for sickness because I never took shots after 1963. My last shot when I was a senior in college and got so sick, I said, I'm not doing this anymore. So I've not had shots. Had no sickness as the kids have come in snuffling and sneezing and coughing.
It literally, vaccines cause sickness.
I just kept teaching, kept going.
Yeah, yes. German, Irish, Catholic. That's what she is.
That's what I am.
It's like.
Which is your family friendly stand? Oh, that's you.
Which is what?
Your family friendly stand up.
Oh, there isn't any out there. No. I think all of it is after an age. I don't think children should watch stand up. After about 12, yeah, show it to them. Because the truth is family friendly. But none of my stand up is going to be. I edited one.
Men, women trying to get along with each other.
Yeah, and then How Dare Me got a little political. Feed the Bear is more family friendly, but I'm not family friendly as in like not swearing or talking about like things that are intense topics. I'll never do that as a comedian.
Yeah.
I'll do shows without swear words in it, like live shows and stuff, but my specials will always be as good as I can make them based on exactly what I'm interested in. 'Cause that's how real art is made. Like 13 plus have them watch it. I don't think young children can comprehend stand-up anyway.
Right, because of the brain. The brain hasn't lateralized,
yeah.
And it takes a while. And then when it finally starts, they go into puberty. And then they're all screwed up because the frontal lobe, the prefrontal lobe, is not developed yet.
But
so.
I'd listen to George Carlin records when I was a little kid, and I liked them. All right. I'd watch Mama Jean's stream of breaking down Grimm's fairy tales. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow.
Oh.
Grimm's fairy tales.
Of course, they all end in death and destruction.
The Germans will tell. That's where I get my sternness from. I'm so stern.
It is. You do. The German
I'm so
is
stern.
Through you.
The German is really erupting.
Over the Jew.
I'm not. We think it might be.
Yes.
Because my dad's so crafty. But he's also part Anglo. So it might be Anglo. We'll figure it out.
No, it's not like Anglo. Because you did not know his mother.
Okay.
Who is half.
Who's half grabber.
And half Irish.
Yeah. I mean, how did she come to terms with what half of her did to the other half? There was no potato blight. There was no... The potato famine was orchestrated. They were pulling ships of potatoes. And they tried to make it act like the stupid Irish didn't know how to make potatoes. Any retard can make potatoes. And there was no blight. It was no...
No.
They
it
were
was
starved.
A genocide.
They were starved to death by the grabber.
Yes. It was
fact.
Genocide.
And they're trying to do it to Americans right now, but fortunately Americans are too wily. They're trying to starve America right now. If people don't see that, they're out of their minds. I don't think it's going to be successful, though, because we're so decentralized. And the internet is a blessing, guys. The elites hate the internet, I think. Like the controllers. Adam Sandler once said, he said that the cell phone was the worst thing that ever happened to him. Because everywhere he goes, people take his picture. He hates it.
Oh.
They all hate it. Like the grabbers, like the elite grabbers, way above. So I'm just saying that's one example. They can't stand that we can make little groups and talk to each other and like figure out how to make food. They hate it. They want everybody isolated. And the more they're trying to force our isolation, the more we realize we shouldn't do that. All right.
Yes.
All right.
But, yeah.
Will you grab me more coffee?
Yes.
Thanks, Ma. Everyone say bye to my mom. That was awesome.
Bye, everybody.
You'll see her tomorrow.
Oh, I have
how
to
you
get
feeling?
Out of this chair.
I'll help
I
you
get
up.
Stiff.
All right.
You know, yesterday I was trying to get up out of a chair, and Walter came along and said, I will help you. I helped my father get up out of his chair.
Yeah, Dad.
He's four.
He's four, yeah. He's a legend. He's part German. Yeah, right. Hi, everybody. All right, so how's the audio sound? The audio probably sounds pretty good, right? Audio sound good, everybody? It's a little chilly out here. Sidekick Bear is nothing on Mama Jean. Yeah, you're better than my Sidekick Bear, everyone's saying. All right, so here is the breakdown of my chicken coop because someone asked me for it, and I like when people want to know good information and not just focus on Andrew Cuomo's nipple rings.
Someone yesterday wanted to know my setup for the chicken coop. All right, this is the outdoor chicken run. All it requires is a, wow, we got a pretty sky, is a hard roof, chicken wire. Just keep them, keep predators out. This one's obviously really big, doesn't have to be this big. This is a motorized door, don't need that, but it's good because we set it to open up and close at certain times of the day. We got that for when we're out of town, but I always just open it and close it. I use the door, so. These are my favorite watering things. They're tap it, poultry, whatever. You see underneath, they just tap it and drink that. So, very basic stuff. Doesn't have to be Fort Knox. Hanging food thing, just fill that with food. They do the rest. We have this divided in two areas. The Angry Birds up there. So over there, we keep the food. The best place to keep it is in garbage cans because it's airtight. It's actually cleaner than it looks. Those are all empty bags, but whatever. All right, so this is the best nest box. These things are awesome. The birds go right in there, like that girl right there.
Hi.
This is embarrassing. Close the door. Well, I just pissed my pants. Okay, so then the eggs go in there. I think I just pissed her off. So, these are all, my wife designed this. This thing moves up and down. Okay, see, I don't wanna just get scratched by a bunch of assholes, but. So they roost up there, all their poop falls here. I put hay down to start the compost process before I even shovel it. That's how I keep it clean. And we put it on these hinges, so when I lift it up, it's easy to just shovel it all out.
Thanks, Mom.
Oh, rape. Red Pill Rooster, you just commit your third felony rape of the day, and he's off again. All right. They sleep like that. That's where the Anne Frank chicken lives. Turns out it was a 70-year-old Jewish man. All right, and he was a liar, too.
All right, so yeah, Amy designed that thing that swings up and down. I hope that helps you guys understand how a chicken coop functions. I didn't really get a chance to watch too much of it because I was like opening up all this stuff. All right, I have a bunch of letters today, so let's crush. Did you guys enjoy my little breakdown there? 1 second. The alpacas are old. I think someone sent me a pair of tiny pants. Yeah. 1 second. All right, let's get it going here. It's so windy. I'm making sure that nothing's blowing away. All right, hi everybody. Time for some Dear Big Bear. All right. Dear Big Bear, Lawnmower Bear here, reporting from the front lines. I'm 21 Rogans tall. I've managed to infiltrate Toe Rogan's lair, and I... Hang on. And I stumbled upon his most treasured possession. His fancy little pants. For those of you just listening. These are... Guys, these are Joe Rogan's pants. Look, hand. Oh my God. That's so fucking funny. His fancy little pants. I think he rolls them up so so his little feet can touch the ground. Look, hey guys. Joe Rogan rolls these up so his little feet can touch the ground. Oh, all right. Once I managed to extricate my fingers from the matchbox he hides in, I knew in my heart I should send the spoils of battle to you. Big Bear, the Bard King of the Bear Clan. I should read this like old-timey. I should send the spoils of battle to you. Big Bear, Bard King of the Bear Clan, to hang on the wall of the Bear Cave as a trophy of victory to commemorate your mauling of the Toe. I'm going to put those on the wall. Or you can put them on one of your meat chickens to play Toe in the Barnyard UFC video. It's your call. Anyway, Owen, I've been following you for 2 years now, ever since the episode where you interviewed Jordan Peterson, and he had a strangely difficult time answering your question about what to do with pedophiles in the LGBT movement. I know. I couldn't see it at the time. Later I did, however. The whole corona nonsense has been a huge blessing to us all, and especially to me, because it's been an opportunity to catch the Bear streams live every day. We get together twice a day with the Bears for beautiful music and a bellies of laughs. What a blessing. Thank you for sharing your musical and comedic gifts from God with the clan. I love it. BB, sew the weasel tail to the pants. Hilarious. I think I've adopted BB's whiskey laugh over little pants mail. Do I have a whiskey laugh, Greek Orthodox Bear? I'm also a high IQ guy with high empathy, so I see what's going on in the world, but very few people in my life can see what I see, which can be frustrating and isolating. And it's hard to check myself when I may be wrong on something since nobody agrees with me anyway. Dude, welcome to my world. It's so, because I like to bounce my ideas. That's why the Bears are so valuable. That's why I don't even like taking days off. I don't like days off. I like to be able to bounce ideas off people that are roughly capable of seeing the same shit as me. Other than that, like, I can't even bounce ideas off people. Where I'm like, okay, so, and they're just like, wait a minute, 9/11 was, wait, what? I'm like, all right. I also think I'm naturally a Bravo with some Omega tendencies. So I really resonate when you talk about your love for your brother, how you value loyalty above all, how you don't like leadership roles, and also the fact you speak the truth at all costs and are living as a former mountain man. The Nightstream chats lately, we've been talking about this stuff, have really helped me see that I'm not the only one with this type of personality and given me hope that someday soon I will have a beautiful wife and good kids and a loving family like you do. I'm 27. Yeah, man, when I was 27, I was still drinking myself to oblivion after making strangers laugh in weird cities. I think you'll be fine. All right. I've also taken advantage of corona to expand my indoor apartment garden to grow as much food as in pots and hydroponics. Bears can check out Bear Vibe for indoor gardening tips. Yeah, Bear Vibe is crushing. Ursa Delta is a really good guy. I just want to say that. It took me months to say that because I've been burned in the past. But I really like what you guys are doing over there. I think I'm a Delta with Omega tendencies. I think these days a lot of people have Omega tendencies. I think just like tapping out is pretty widespread these days. My adult life took shape at age 28. Nice. Mine was 33. Do with it what you will. In addition to Rogan's Little Pants, I also sent you a short book of poems by Wendell Berry, the legend who I think might have been the first bear. He gave up an East Coast literary career in academia to buy a farm in 65 and be a farmer. He kept writing essays and novels and poems and called out the destruction of rural America, the migration into cities, and the centralization of industrial agriculture. I know you don't have time to read long books sent to you by random dudes, but I hope you check out some of his Mad Farmer poems to hear from another guy who gets it. Thanks for everything, Big Bear. Keep following God and standing up for the truth. Lots of love, brother. Lawnmower Bear. Thank you, Lawnmower Bear. All right. Having a baby changed everything. Still super mature, but priorities totally change. Yes. All right, what do we have next? We have a lot of good letters today. Babylon has been burned so we can rebuild in its place. Yes. Dear Owen, my name is Mark Passio. I'm an independent researcher from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I've been following your live streams for some time and have been enjoying your discussion on the state of our world. My website, whatonearthishappening.com, has a worldwide audience that is very much receptive to our shared message of truth and freedom. My main work over the past 14 years has been to convey the knowledge of natural law, God's law, to the world and to help enlighten humanity to the true meaning of morality and the true causal factors of human suffering. Passio crushes? Oh, sweet. He's an OG? Awesome. At the very core of my work is what I refer to as the law of freedom. As morality increases, freedom increases. Fact. Fact. As morality declines, freedom declines. Guys, that is a fact. I'm going to read this again. As morality increases, freedom increases. As morality declines, freedom declines. That is a fact. Is this Mark Passio for real? Yes. Many great thinkers listen to the stream. I think including Trunk. I think he listens. I know Trunk has a good sense of humor. I know people who know him. But I'm just not doing him any favors to say that the people enjoy watching him get bitched around by old Billy Goat Gates. All right. I'm enclosing this letter some of my material, including my most important work, the Natural Law Seminar. If it resonates with you, I'd like to propose an interview exchange on our respective video casts in the near future. I hope you enjoy the material, and I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for your time and attention. Mark Passio, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Yeah, judging by the chat, I'm down. I don't need to look at your work. I don't really read much anyway, but I trust my people. And I Passio crushes. Mark Passio speaks very succinctly. Please do it, Big Bear. What is an OG? It's an original gangster. Like, my mom is an OG. Someone randomly says he's a magician and an ableist. So that means he crushes even harder because he already has people who are trying to take away his influence with random words that don't mean anything. He is an ableist. What does that mean? I don't know, but when I say it, it makes me want to squirt. I don't know anything about Mark Passio. Bible Book Club says big no. No one cares. Mark Passio, it's spelled, it's on YouTube. Mark is a passionate speaker like Owen. Good. It's a good sign when people are like, oh, he's great. And other people are like, he's the devil. That means that he says true things. I texted you about him last week. Oh, that's the dude you were telling me about, Weiss. Okay. Yeah, I'll do Passio. I'll talk to him. Mark, what on earth is happening? Trump is one man in the beast. Right. But he's a big actor in the world stage. And I have such mixed feelings about Trunk. I got to lower my feelings about Trunk. Because I know he's cool. Like, I know people who know Trunk really well. He's not a savior of any kind. But I think he means well. But I just don't think that the beast can cure itself. I just no longer want anything to do with it. But I think Passio's quote there is so true. It's like, it's up to us. It's morality. Passio before Marty Leeds? No, I'll do Marty Leeds anytime. Dude, he sent me a letter. I'm just reading letters. I don't even know who these people are. I do Marty Leeds. Everyone says Marty Leeds crushes. I just go with the flow, guys. I don't think ahead at all. I don't think ahead. Passio was on InfoWars a few days ago, right? I don't know. I don't watch InfoWars because I'm not a big sodomy fan. Calling him Trunk will never get old. Never. One of my listeners who's a good guy who's always joking with me, I think he might be black because he's always joking about stealing my bike. And he's real into Q and stuff. And I respect that about him. He's a smart guy. He sent me some gravy. And he's like, Big Bear, don't be cynical about the trunk. But, and he says, if I call him Trunk, I think we can have a conversation about it without you being pissed off. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, just say Trunk. If you say Trunk and you pitch me ideas that this is all a big master plan to get Hillary in the sewers, I won't get mad at you. I'll be able to listen. But you have to say Trunk. You can't say Trump. You have to call him Trunk. All right. You don't ahead because you already know 3 years ahead. Right. Well, I just like, guys, my favorite part of the streams, I'm not being corny, is you guys. I'm not saying that to be corny. I'm not saying that to be fucking pandering. It's true. Like, I look the most forward to seeing, like, Mountain Bear and Cod and Tall Aryan Bear and, you know, everybody in there, Greek Orthodox Bear popping in. It's like, I'm more excited to see what you guys have to say about what I'm talking about than having Trunk on my stream. I'm a very community-oriented person. Trunk has them right where he wants them. Right. Open the trunk. That's one reason why I don't really take interviews very seriously. Because Mark Passio, is he a believer? Says Nazreen Fowler. Remember when I had to time you out yesterday? It's like we're hanging out together. Yeah, yeah. That's my favorite part of this whole thing. It's just you, is people in my clan. And then really interesting shit. I love having on interesting people. Oh yeah, Mark Passio, info online is negative. That means I like this guy already. Yes. All right. Now, I'm not going to banner for that. I understand the question. But it's just, there's just elements of Pharisee in it. But it's fine. I'm not going to react to everything. But is he a believer? Then we will know, because then the next layer of poison fruit on that branch is he the right church? And then the next layer is, what is his creed? Which creed? And then the next layer is, does he give to the church? Does he submit to the right church? Is he a believer? The right kind, though, not... So I know the branches very well. It's a trunk, and then it goes to branch and the twigs and the leaves. And so I know when it first starts is, but is he a believer, boy? Because if the answer is no, do not touch him. Stay 6 feet away and cover your face and your mouth. All right. Dear Owen, Harmony Bear here. Oh, sweet. You have such good handwriting. I should have known. What is his blood type? Sounds like a pyramid scheme. Oh, yeah. I like non-centralized Christianity. That's my thing. Which makes a lot of Christians hate me more than they hate the people who hate Jesus. Like, I'm the guy that's like, wherever a few people hang out and talk about how great Jesus is and how they can, like, use his teachings to help his life and how to be the best people they can for God, that's your church. And, guys, a lot of Christians hate me more than they hate... They love Ben Shapiro. And Ben Shapiro thinks Jesus is burning in a lake of shit and piss. True story. And I'm like, oh no, I just don't want it to be an attack shelter. Like, that shuts down for the sniffles. And they're like, you, sir, are not a believer. And I'm like, all right. Harmony Bear, just wanted to send you a letter once again to say thanks for all your hard work and dedication to the bear community. I lost my usual job due to the pandemic, so now I am working at my family's greenhouses for the time being, and the streams are awesome to listen to at work, so thank you. I live in Ontario, and a lot of people have been spiraling, but it's all right. We even got the cops called on us for not social distancing. My uncle unexpectedly passed away, so my brother and I went to go visit his 8 kids and be together. We were outside 6 feet apart, and someone called on us. The cops were very apologetic when they arrived. Yeah, the cops hate this shit. Plus, to the fact that we have a massive family. My grandparents had 11 kids. They knew who we were and wouldn't have charged us regardless of the situation. Yeah, have huge families. It's where all the power is. Send that in Jesus. No. Practically in your life, power rests in familial bonds. And you have large families with faith. People without faith, people without commitment to God typically kill their own children. So it's all related. It's all off a giant branch of a tree. Anyways, just thought it was interesting experience to share. I also had a dream the other night where I saw hundreds of rainbows in the sky. Interesting. It was something. So have no despair. God is with you through it all, and he wants you to crush. Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time. Keep up the great work. It has helped me so much during this time. May God continue to bless you and your family. Sincerely, Harmony Bear. Thank you, Harmony Bear. Your handwriting is a blessing. Yeah. Yeah, and those little snitches, they'll get theirs. They'll get theirs. Those little snitches. Oh my God, this funeral, they're not staying 6 feet apart. Cops hate snitches. They like snitches for like murders and stuff, but not this shit. That's why don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Glad you streamed today. Me too. It's been a good one. It's up to me to just not engage in political despair. Yesterday I was feeling it a little bit, and I know how to get rid of it. All right. Why are cops being arrested for breaking social distancing when they arrest people for breaking social? You stop watching the media. I just read you a letter from an actual person. Stop watching the media. The cops were very. Do you want me to read again? That's Ontario, Canada. The cops were very apologetic. But I mean, I just turned on the media, and now cops are being—they're arrested by other cops who are arrested by other cops in the FBI. And then here comes Hillary off the hot top rope. And you're more potent with the beard, Big Bear. Yeah, the beard is not going anywhere. Dear Big Bear, oh, this is very generous, by the way. Thank you. Snitches get stitches. Now became bitches get riches. No, but they don't. They still get snitches. On the media you were watching, why don't you hear how the media, I think, why hear some gravy? I think there's technology now around the media where they customize stories for your search history. Because I saw a story where a salon owner in Texas was arrested for 7 days and had to pay $7,000, and her name was Cohen. Now people are sending me their name was not Cohen. Guys, I swear her name was Cohen in the article. I'm never engaging ever. I'm never engaging in this shit ever again. Like, the story I read, her name was Cohen. C-O-H-E-N. And now they're saying it's like, oh, her name is Jesus. I don't even know. It's Luther. It's like, I think that there's levels of media manipulation that are insane. Because then when you engage and I say, this is nonsense, and then people go, her name is not Cohen, it's a loser. Mandelu? No, it's not Mandelu. I think that there's a capacity for media that customizes to your fears. Like, you know, like my Muslim friend has been exposed to media that say in China they make Muslims eat pork. I've never seen that in my life. I think that there is... Like when the algorithm realizes you're Muslim, they'll start telling you about how people are making people eat pork. Because he got pissed off. Like, this dude doesn't get pissed at anything. He's always very mellow. He's just like he's a very centered guy. And it was the one time he was like, these fuckers. And I was like, what? It's like they're making him eat pork. And I started laughing. And it's the same with like, Catholic, you know, when they figure out what you are, and I think the algorithm knows I'm a little bit wary about people named Cohen. They're making Armenians shave. because I noticed that last summer when algorithms started telling me Buzz Aldrin was a weed killer chemical that was going to give me cancer. Right. I, Because I now see in articles that this woman's name was Luther, and I'm like, going to apologize for being wrong, because I like to make things right immediately when I think I'm wrong about something, even though I still think it's total nonsense. 7 days in jail, $7,000 for opening her salon, no chance. But I said her name was Cohen, and I'm like, man, I know I read Cohen. And so what it's trying to do is, I think it's trying to make, it's trying to get a reaction from someone, and then it's also trying to make people doubt themselves and also make people present a crazy worldview on social media to just cause more division and atomization, where someone's like, this crazy guy thinks he's obsessed with Jews or something. And I'm like, Luther is just suspicious calling. Exactly. That's why it was not the author of the article. It was not. I remember it as clear as day. I have a good memory. And so I'm just staying away from it, man. I'm staying away from it. All right, here we go. Dear Big Bear, here's some gravel for your babble. Thanks again for providing the gravy and laughs. I'm going to support what I like in the community a lot more now since my tax shelter has closed. Who knew that when I just found you on the internet, I was just looking for laughter and I got all this included. You hooked me with Why Women Are Crazy, cracks me up every time. Keep up the awesome work. God bless you and your family. Instigator Bear. Thank you, Instigator Bear. I really, really appreciate it. You guys keep the show going. Let's be honest, I'd do it anyway, but it would cause more problems if I didn't make a living doing it. Amy, don't you think I'm happier if I get this out, like, off my chest every day? Want to tell the people? I got to dehorn some baby goats today, and that's always an issue. It's like the circumcision of goats, but except it actually serves a purpose. I know some people are going to spiral. I just let them have their horns. They don't do anything. Dude, I don't. I have like 15 or 18 that don't have horns. I don't want some of the prisoners to have a shiv. You know what I mean? Want to say hi to the people real quick? Oh, she's got the boys. Horn canter. So when the churches closed, we found out all the leaders were in debt and porn on their search history. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Nazarene follower bear. I'm glad that you found your way back to reality. They will mess each other up. No horn smegma for goats. Right. You have a whole bit about one goat having a horn, right? No, I should, though. I think that was one of the issues with Tubi. Because the horns were, like, freaking out the other goats. They're like, what the fuck? Let only Anne have horns. They ganged up on her. No, they didn't gang up on Annie, Harry Berg. But good memory. They ganged up on Cheyenne. But no, I don't want to create a tyrant in Cheyenne. Oh, they're finally eating the grass. Good for you guys. Good for you guys. The goats got a little spoiled by orchard grass and grain. Only give grain to the ones in milk, by the way, or else it causes urinary tract problems. All right, anyway, I'm rambling. Gary the deer. Yeah, it was about a deer. Yeah, that was about deer. Oh, good call. That's what it was about. That was in my special called Feed the Bear that you can now get free on Amazon. And please, guys, this is a big one. Calling all bears. 5-star reviews and comment and share it and spread it. Feed that algorithm, because this is how we win. I don't know how else to put it. When we have an opportunity like this, and you can already see that there's no one's giving How Dare Me a 1-star rating. That's orchestrated. So we have to outvote and outshare and outdo that. And I'm not asking for your money. This is free. If you already have Amazon, just click that. Because that shit matters, dude. That has to be recommended to people in these times so they don't think all comedy is Amy Schumer talking about how disgusting her body is. Just seriously spread that shit. This is what community's for. Thank you. Reviews are free, yes. And it's empowering. It's empowering. Yeah, there's a run of negative bots already on Amazon. Yes, please fight against that. That's how the leftist SJWs got so many beautiful things destroyed. It's because they know how this works. Tried from Canada, they won't let me review. That's all right. Yeah, 5 ladle rating, please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's so, this, you know, I don't think voting doesn't matter. I think voting in certain political elections don't matter. I don't know. I mean, God, if it's fucking Cuomo, they're going to pull me back in. I already feel it. No, I gotta stay out. Amy Schumer listens to Moshart. One of the bots called BB Ben Owens. Right, right. And they're not even necessarily bots. They're college kids working for feminist professors and shit. Just, that's how they bury people like me. That's how they bury people like me. So, I don't need to be seen on Amazon Prime. I get it. I'm not fame hungry. None of that shit. I don't need their money. But this is a culture war. And if you have an opportunity to spread comedy that is based in logos and not based in despair, then all you have to do is click something. Just do it. Cuomo being the nominee would suck me back in too. I hate him so much. I know, but you gotta like, this is a struggle for us, Saratoga Bear. It's a struggle for us. It's like they want to manipulate our hatred for Cuomo. I get it. They're just, I don't know. We'll work on it together. Ben Owens, what's that old wizard have to do with these new droids? Hilarious. 1-star reviews are hilarious. Trump, deport 20 million and give a shout out to Christ and the Bears, and we are your warriors. Well, just do something. You know, what I want Trump to do, I don't even care about that shit, because that'll happen if you just start speaking the truth. If you want to know the best way to deport 20 million people is encourage people to do their own lawn work, to encourage people to do their own construction, to hire your neighbors, to get off heroin, to stop watching pornos. The stronger our workforce is and the hungrier we are, the less that van load of Guatemalans even wants to come here. So it's a culture war. It's a culture war. Yeah, the bad reviews are ridiculous. Oh, I know. They have to go so hard against me, too. I haven't even read those, but I can imagine. It's like, he's Satan, he's sick. It's not even Satan, because these are atheists. So it'd be like, you know, ever since his spiral, ever since he lost his mind. You helped me realize we are not in control of politics. So much relief and weight off my shoulders. Right, but see, the next level is you are, but it's every day how you live. You vote with your actions, your thoughts. It's so much bigger than politics. Politics is a sick mimic of God's plan. So the thing that Trunk could do to be really good is if he called out the plan, like what the virus really is. I'm going to play a video at the end to show you guys. It's the most succinct explanation of what a virus really is. And also not promote. I understand what I'm saying is hard to do. I understand that. I understand he's in a very, very, very hard position. I get it. But if you're going to be the hero's journey, if you're going to be the actor on the world stage, what matters is that you say things that are true. And the more things he says that are true, the more I will support him. And right now, he is not saying true things at all. And that's it. I don't even want to criticize the man. I just want to stay detached. All right. Yeah, a politician is not a leader. A politician is it's almost like a harvester of the dead. Trunk should separate virus from invisible enemy, too ambiguous. Right, but I think he was trying to keep Q-tards on the hook. It's like the invisible enemy. Oh, Hillary's in the sewers. I don't know how much is intended. I don't even want to think about it anymore, guys. I don't even want to think about it anymore. But politician is the bravo of the devil. I don't know. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to connect to it. I don't want to even condemn the man. Trunk is the perfect way to talk about it. Yeah, just say Trunk. All right. I'm going to read a couple more. Oh, and again, our server is up at unauthorized.tv, so we will be uploading everything now. Subscribe to unauthorized.tv. We have overcome a real enemy with that. You want to talk about the invisible enemy? The invisible enemy is real. And a lot of them are people, bots and trolls and hired trolls that just spend all day going to people like me and Vox and all these people and just bashing and trying to get us deplatformed so we can't sway anybody's opinion so that we can't spread our message. And so if you want to vote in a way that matters, upvote Vox Days Books. Five star minus. Share this. Spread it. Tell people to listen to this. That's real. All right. Dear Big Bear, I just finished watching the episode with your mother about A Wrinkle in Time. That book is not the first book I ever read, but it is the first book I read that stunned me with the realization that some books are not just stories. Some books are allegories that teach timeless truths. Yeah, every good book is that, what you just described. All right. I didn't know the words for it at the time, and I couldn't have described how that book was different from others, as I was always ahead of my grade level in reading. However, that book took reading from something I enjoyed to a true love in my life. I started homeschooling this past school year after my girls had been in public school, and you were the one to finally convince me to do so. I've struggled with the fact that my children do not share my same tone of reading and have been thinking of ways to encourage this in them. I think a study of children's literature would help, and I will be looking for curriculum to use. I just wanted to write to you to suggest what a wonderful thing it could be for your mother to have a children's lit class. Everybody wants you to have a class on unauthorized.tv. Guys, she has a hard time using Gmail. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's not happening. But I will be interviewing her a lot. I would love to listen to her teach, and I would definitely use it as at least part of a homeschool curriculum on the subject. I think it would be so wonderful for children, including your own, someday, to have access to a seasoned professor discuss something she obviously loves. I mean, I'll figure it out, but Q is the hero of consquirtatives. Yeah, but I don't even want to bash it anymore. That's why I was going to take today off, because I had to recalibrate my vibes and not be like, how do people believe this? Why doesn't every... Because every time you do that, you're already wrong. I just had to figure it out. Like, in my mind, I'm like, what I'm saying is so freaking right. Keep crushing, Big Bear. But then I have rules set for myself to keep me coming back to source. Like, I leave out breadcrumbs. One of those breadcrumbs is don't rant negatively about politics or why people are blind. If I do that, I'm wrong. I just have to figure out why. So I have those breadcrumbs. That's why I was like, I need to take a break. But I was so excited that my mom wanted to talk to you guys about Tolkien that I was in. But whenever I start ranting about politics and how people are blind, I'm wrong. No matter how much I think I'm right, I've already, in very sober, very calm, very logos moments, I've established that that is something that weakens me. And so, yeah, that's it. All right. Thank you. All right, here we go. I can hear the difference in your voice. The mind has reconciled. Yes. Can you build a little cottage for Mama Jean Bear? I've already offered it. They can believe in nonsense. We can. Right, right. Thank you, Owen, for what you do. You serve tirelessly, joyfully, and honestly, and I am grateful to God for you. No pedestal pushing here. Glory to God alone, faith in Christ alone, and strength in the Spirit to overcome. You make me laugh every day, and it is a healing thing. I would probably be going crazy right now without it. You also inspired me to do something about our current situation, and I will be starting an extremely basic garden this year. That's all you need. It's one seed. You're making a real difference in the lives of thousands, and I can't wait to see what's next. Keep crushing, and blessings to you, Amy Walter Charles, and the baby on the way. Love, Bookish Bear. Thank you, Bookish Bear. That was an awesome letter. Means a lot. I appreciate that. I don't want to talk about this. Chad immediately mentions it. It's fine. Thank you, Slap Weasel. Slap Weasel, you're doing a great job. But we're all in it together. Because the chat is picking the same scab as me. So I'm not going to go on a ban aside right now, because I get it. Like, I'm the one bringing it up. It's my responsibility to not steer this ship into trunk bashing or trunk praising or cue decoder ring. And it's on me to do that. You're picking the same scab as me. We have to figure this out together, and I will try to not, you know, one thing that I can do that I'm working on is bring up a topic and then yell at people for talking about it. That's a weakness in me. And so I am going to work on that. So let's just stop picking the scabs and we'll figure it out. So again, I'm recognizing that I can do that. I can bring up a topic and then start yelling at people for continuing to talk about it. I have to be the one to turn the nozzle on that one. So I get it. Dear Owen, I'm printing my letter as you requested. Thank you. Self-aware is key. Yes. It's the only way forward. Picking the scab is addicting? Yes. All right. I didn't think you could decipher my cursive writing. You are right about handwritten does do something for the soul. Your stream with your mother on The Wrinkle in Time was so enjoyable. It was also comforting to see your mother doesn't always get what you are saying right away. I have to ruminate for a while about some things you say or observe. You are an outstanding communicator, but until you go over something again and again and explain it more and more, I don't immediately get it. Those simple happenings in life happen to me also. I believe God has made a check at just the right time, for instance. They that wait upon the Lord will review their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will run and not faint. My impatience gets me in trouble many times. I wish I could get your advice on some things because of your wisdom in many matters. But I know you don't want that responsibility, especially with a stranger. Anyway, I don't agree with you on every matter, but more often than not, I do agree. Without your streams, I don't think I would have made it through the day. Many times, just what I need for encouragement or explanation on life, you will discuss the very same day. I thank God when He works through you to help me in some way. I miss not going to church so much, but the internet has helped people need, People need people, though, and this baloney isolation is so evil. Yes, my mom just said yes. Again, thank you for your time away from your family, and many blessings to you and yours. Linda. Thank you, Linda. That was very nice. You just got my mom to basically say amen. Isolation kills. And as Weiss the Jew so eloquently told us all, the real vaccine is breast milk. All right. Oh, no. Something's blowing. It's all right. I'll figure it out. All right, last one. Guns N' Roses, welcome to the videos. Pink Floyd. All right, there's a letter here. I don't know what any of this means, so I'm just going to read the letter. Thanks, Mom. Oh, another knife. Awesome. Oh, this is sweet. Wow. Yeah. Look at that. Oh, I love it. There's a bear on it. You guys see this knife? Wow. I love knives. Love. That's awesome. Wow. Thank you. All right, let me read this.
Oh, and bear tracks.
It's like an antique. All right, let me read this. This will be my last one. Hello, Big Bear. I'm sending you a pocket knife made in your home state of New York. The knife has a running bear on side of knife and a Pink Floyd magazine and some Guns N' Roses videos and Arcade Fire concert film that stopped me from liking rap music for good. All right. Sorry about my handwriting. I'm in my car writing this from Co-Wreck Bear. Nice. Co-Wreck. I don't know how to pronounce that. All right. Can you take these letters inside one second? Okay, so these are the letters. Keep them separated from the envelopes. I have two different piles. So just put those on the table, maybe. Thank you. It's real windy out here. Thanks, Mom. All right, guys, that's going to do it for me today. Actually, do I have time? Do you guys want to see that video I was telling you about? And I'll start heating up the milk for my goats. I'll show it to you. I'll just play it for them. And they actually have a picture of me and Dr. Crushman on here. But this is done by, it's already 14,000 views. Nice, Mikey Landings. All right, this is a great video to show people in your life who may not understand how viruses really work. And I will play this, and I will be back. It's 9 minutes long, and that's exactly about how long I will do in this. Now that we have all this server space, I don't have to really land the plane as quickly as I used to. All right, here we go. Enjoy, guys. A lot of really good information about what terrain theory versus germ theory actually is. All right, enjoy, guys.
Do you have an open mind? Can you suspend judgment for a moment?
Maybe.
Most people can't.
Oh, yeah, no.
But what if your job depends on it? What if the freedom to hug people depends on it? What if your life depends on it?
Oh, my God, what's that?
Here's a new theory. First, consider that we live in a world where everything is toxic.
Oh,
the soil, the water, the air, our food, even our medicines are toxic.
Yeah,
even stress can be toxic.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Now imagine that all these toxins are poisonous to us on a cellular level.
Oh, Jesus.
Imagine that our cells have a defense and respond to the situation. Poisoned genetic material, either RNA or DNA, is packaged up and sent out of the cell in tiny balls of protein. Let's call these balls of genetic material exosomes. Let's imagine that exosomes can act as messages to alert other cells of a particular poison, and so all throughout the body, more and more cells package up the poisoned material and release it. Also, at certain times of the year, due to temperature cycles, humans tend to purge a high number of these poisoned genetic materials out of the body, resulting in symptoms of illness. These exosomes neither cause illness nor are they infectious, though they do appear to spread throughout the body. Now, that's exosome theory. Let's move on to the established theory of viruses. Viruses are generally regarded as not alive. They have no cellular structure and do not reproduce on their own, though we do have trillions of them inside our bodies. They are tiny bits of genetic material, either RNA or DNA, packaged in tiny protein balls that appear to exit and enter cells. Sound familiar? We believe that some of these entities are infectious and pathogenic, transmitting amongst humans and reproducing inside our bodies, causing illness and death. So let's look at the situation for this coronavirus and compare what is happening to these two theories. Let's first consider the origin story of the coronavirus. A group of people had a respiratory illness unresolved by antibiotics, so medical officials began looking, of course, for a virus. What they eventually found under the electron microscope were small protein balls being excreted by the cell. Okay, first comparison. This would make sense in both exosome theory and virus theory. Then they searched for and found an RNA fragment that they had not seen before in some of these patients. This would make sense in both exosome theory and virus theory. Now, they did not prove that they could infect somebody or an animal with a purified form of this so-called virus. They simply assumed that this RNA fragment was the cause of the illness they saw in some patients, and they assumed it was contagious. So do you know how the tests work? It's not a binary test, like a pregnancy test. It's called a PCR test, and it involves amplifying genetic material by doubling it in dozens of cycles until you have billions or trillions of the original molecules, and then using those results to determine if you have enough of the identified RNA fragment to be considered positive. Here's the thing. At a certain point of amplification, every single person would test positive. They use an arbitrary cutoff point where they stop doubling the material. That cutoff point is different amongst different tests for COVID-19. In fact, there were 10 different cutoff points amongst 33 tests approved by the FDA. Seems a little strange, right? You might find it interesting that the Nobel Prize-winning inventor of the test did not believe it should be used to diagnose infectious illness. And perhaps you've heard about some of the problems with the test, such as the high rate of false positives. But in any case, let's say that after 37 times of doubling a specific genetic material they found in your body, they determine that you have enough of the RNA they are looking for to be considered positive. This could make sense in both exosome theory and virus theory. But clearly there are clusters of people getting ill. Look at New York City. It must be a virus. However, if you are being poisoned by something in your environment, it's likely people near you are too. And if we commonly purge these poisons during specific times of the year, many people may have symptoms of illness all at once. This fits either theory. Now, here's where things get interesting. Let's go to the Diamond Princess cruise ship situation. Did you know that people who were bunked together for days had conflicting positive and negative tests? How could one person have this highly infectious illness but not transmit it to somebody bunking with them for days? This would make sense in exosome theory, where the balls of RNA are not contagious, but it would not make sense for virus theory, where the balls of RNA are supposed to be highly infectious. Let's take a look at the first case of transmission in Illinois. A woman traveled to Wuhan, came back, and both she and her chronically ill husband ended up testing positive. Medical authorities then tracked over 300 people who had had close contact with them to see who acquired the virus. And guess what? Zero positives. This again would make sense in exosome theory, since exosomes are not contagious. But it would not make sense for virus theory, where this is supposed to be an infectious virus. In fact, do you know that there are many documented cases all around the world of patients testing positive for this RNA fragment with no relevant travel history and no known possible contact with somebody who was infected? These were people in the middle of nowhere, early on in this whole crisis, who suddenly were testing positive. This would make sense, again, in exosome theory, where the RNA is being produced as an immune response within our cells. But it would not make sense for virus theory, where you are supposed to have had contact with somebody with the virus. What about the high levels of people testing positive who don't get sick? In fact, 80% of people testing positive are either asymptomatic or have slight cold symptoms. Why? This would make sense in exosome theory, since the RNA fragments are not the cause of the illness. But it would not make sense for virus theory, where this virus is supposed to cause the illness. Things get even stranger. Did you know that some people go from testing positive to testing negative to testing positive again in a matter of days? That would make sense for exosome theory, where perhaps the cells are simply releasing more or less of these exosomes depending on certain conditions. But it doesn't make sense in virus theory, where you are supposedly infected until you have rid yourself of the virus. So which of these theories seems more likely to you? What if you heard that there are virologists who believe that viruses are actually exosomes? What if I told you that doctors and other scientific experts also believe this? Ultimately, regardless of which theory you believe in at this point, the established infectious virus theory or the emerging theory.
Hey guys, doesn't it kind
of
look like I'm a doctor because I'm wearing my stupid lab coat? Dude, it looks. Does it, in context, does it look like I'm a doctor?
But it doesn't make sense in virus theory, where you are supposedly infected.
Watch these two doctors. Watch these two doctors.
So which of these theories seems more likely to you?
Yeah, check it out.
What if you heard that there are virologists who believe that viruses are actually exosomes.
Hey, look at these two doctors
what
discussing.
What if I told you that doctors and other scientific experts also
Big Ben the doctor. Suck on that, drunk.
Regardless of which theory you believe in at this point, the established infectious virus theory or the emerging theory of exosomes.
Yeah, I mean, in my beard rubbing. One more time.
Theory seems more
guys, check out this doctor with the lab coat and he rubs his beard because he knows shit. Check out this doctor you're about to see.
What if you heard that there are virologists who believe that viruses are actually exosomes? What if I told you that doctors and other scientific experts...
Oh, dude, look at Psychic Bear in the back. Look at Psychic Bear in the back looking all humiliated with his stupid mask. Yes. Sidekick Bear, you just got seen by so many thousands of people with your stupid mask, you fucking retard.
Ultimately, regardless of which theory you believe in at this point, the established infectious virus theory or the emerging theory of exosomes, how confident are you in the PCR test?
I'm going to play it again.
Are you really interested in how these theories seems more like...
Think about how many people don't notice Sidekick Bear. But just imagine the people that do. Like, as they're watching this, they're like, wow, very intriguing stuff. And then in the back, they see a giant bear with a mask on his face. Watch.
What if you heard that there are virologists who believe that viruses are actually exosomes? What if I told you that doctors and other scientific experts also believe...
Psychic Bear, you fucking retard!
Ultimately, regardless of which theory you believe in at this point, the established infectious virus theory or the emerging theory of exosomes, how confident are you in the PCR test? Are you really interested in having your life hinge on the results you get from this potentially meaningless test? Do you want your loved ones tested? Do you want to be tested? Or shall we perhaps refuse the test?
Where's my name? Where's my name, asshole? I'm just kidding. Much love, Mikey Landings. Good work. He didn't talk about me as Sidekick Bear's precious work. That's right, Mr. French. Good to see you too, my friend. So anyway, yeah, terrain theory is still a theory as well. It's just a way more valid theory than germ theory. And so when you're dealing with a theory called terrain theory, which is more, it's still a theory, but just more valid. You have to realize that to base your entire economy, your entire education, your entire foreign policy, wars, all media, on a theory that you can explain with a YouTube video is not as, logically speaking, it's so much worse than terrain theory, which is still just a theory. And then you have Dr. Benjamin. That's me, Dr. Benjamin. Hi, Mr. French. Very nice to see you, too, as well. And these are all over the place now. These videos, things are changing in a good way. Doctor in Latin. So the comedian, you are a doctor, BB. Doctor equals teacher in Latin. Yes, I am a doctor. You know, my mom's a doctor. She has a PhD. Like, my you just heard from a doctor talk about Tolkien. It's great. I'm a doctor in crushing. I got my degree at the University of Grab or Hard Knocks. All right. If you'd like to support the stream, P.O. Box 727. I have a PhD. I'm a doctor of gravy ladling. I've been, just think about how much more powerful it is that I have like thousands of people that will verify my gradle ladling ability. But yet a lot of these medical doctors just have a couple wizard homos in a hat being like, oh yeah, this guy gets it. He gave us all his money. Oh, so gay. All right. Final plug for this. If you go on Amazon Prime, what are we at? Can someone tell me how many people have reviewed it since I've been, telling people to do this? I know I'm on DLive.tv/OwenBenjaminComedy. What is this at now? I can't pull it up on my computer for some gay reason. Feed the Bear and How Dare Me, please give a 5-star review and comment to help the Al Gore rhythm. The Al Gore rhythm. I got my master's in Who Is My Masterology. Nice, Harry Bear. Visit my mom today as my job brought me within a mile of our house. Nice. In the 50s each. Sweet. Good work, Bears. There's already 50 over. Oh, wow. That's great. So, You guys actually do shit. I like that a lot. But the more the better. The more the better. 228 reviews on Huge Pianist. Nice. But those two are new. They just popped up here. The How Dare Me and the Feed the Bear. And on Amazon Prime, it's free. 33 reviews this far. Illuminati confirmed. Huge Pianist has 228 already. Awesome. How Dare Me and Feed the Bear were self-produced, so those are extra special to get in the algorithm. It shows people that you can do that. All right, P.O. Box. Oh, here's a funny thing I forgot to show you guys. Lockdown has affected every one of us. Jennifer Aniston. For those of you just listening, it's a picture of Iggy Pop. They look the same. Look at her. Look at how gross she is. I tried to review, but I have no Amazon account. Good for you, though, Bar. It's only for people who have Amazon accounts. Don't start an Amazon account to review my thing. A lot of people just already have one. If you've stayed away from that beast, God bless you. But if you happen to have an Amazon account, get in there, stat. Get in there, stat, and rate the Big Bear and spread it and tell people, like tweet about it, Facebook, whatever. Tell people to watch that shit and share it and like it and all that, because if we can crack that veil, if we can crack that algorithmic feudal state, people can crush. It'll elevate a lot of really fucking lonely, isolated, miserable people that within a few days could be growing a garden and having children. All right, guys. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Thank you all for... Yeah, Logos is rising. Help it rise. Spread good. Don't just bitch about bad. Spread what you like. Ladle what you like. Ladle the gravy on other biscuits. Pay it forward. It's fact. It helps you. Start another algorithm. An algorithm of crush. Not just of bitch. Unauthorized.tv, the new servers are running and crushing. Unbearablesmerchandise.com, bitchute.com/Owen Benjamin Comedy. And the last plug again, Amazon Prime, Owen Benjamin How Dare Me, Owen Benjamin Feed the Bear. Give it a positive review and share it and spread it. So that way when people feel hopeless and people feel broken and they see Amy Schumer gets 8,000 fucking reviews and I get like 8 and they're like, oh shit. We're losing. No. Support. The culture war. We, us as a people, we live and die sometimes in these narratives, in these like cultural strongholds, and fight against it. You get stronger the more you fight. All right. Much love, everybody. Rogan's up. Share it, spread it. Be fruitful, multiply. Don't be fruity and blow guy. And I'll see you guys tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Much love. Bye.